welcome to episode one, well, officially, of our podcast.
Yay.
The game of the year podcast is over.
Yeah,
it nearly killed us, but we're alright.
Physically, emotionally.
It's Friday, 27th of March. Chris, how was your month?
I was alright. Like, well, actually, no, I've actually started watching a new series that you recommended to me.
Yeah, which one?
Yeah, Archer.
Yeah! Archer's good.
Have you watched Archer?
I've seen a bit of it, but I haven't watched it.
It's fucking deadly. It's actually so funny. It's like Family Guy, only they push the boat out.
Yeah, what if James Bond was a drunk?
Yeah!
That's what it's kind of like.
Yeah, he's always drunk, going around, and it's just like, or has a big bottle of vodka, and that's like, oh, there's not enough in here to get me drunk. He drinks all the time, and he's like, I'm afraid to stop drinking, because he's like, I'm totally afraid of a hangover.
Yeah.
it's actually brilliant. Like, and just how everyone just at the start, everyone like seems all, you know, normal except for Archer. But then everyone starts slowly getting weirder, creepier, and weirder.
Like Kruger, which is like they have their tech guy is a complete fucking freak.
Oh, he's so weird.
Like, he develops weird things and like
yeah, like what, he made like a choking bot for one of the girls because she likes being choked while being rode. You know, he's like choking her and it's killing her.
Yeah,
she's like. And then he stops and she's like, why'd you stop?
Oh, he made this like Japanese hologram for a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah, like,
so good.
Like, she looks like fucking 12.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's disgusting. Like. I don't know. But like, watching that and also started watching House of Cards.
Yes. Kevin.
Mr. Spacey himself.
Yeah, it's good.
It's
fucking brilliant. How far are you into Cards?
Like, I'm only four or five episodes in, but I like it.
Yeah,
I like it already.
I got a few fucking people into college. I got Rena in from college watching it, and she's really liking it as well. She's really far ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on like season two. She's catching up with me.
Jesus, I've been pure binging Archer because it's a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking, there's an hour for House of Cards, but it's only 20 minutes for Archer.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's like 3 episodes. You know, and I keep binging, and all of a sudden it's like, oh god.
But
watching
House of Cards for the hour is a good, well spent out.
Yeah, it's grand. Afterwards you feel like Jesus, and you just feel really political.
But House of Cards be kind of similar to like Mad Men, that kind of sophisticated style.
Yeah,
you've seen the movie The Isles of March, haven't you?
Yeah,
it's like that, except a bit more condensed and a bit more heavy. But I still think you and Andy would really enjoy it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into anything before, like, coming up towards the end of our semester.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a good
it is a good thing.
That's just
a bad semester because, oh, well, I was watching House of Cards.
Oh, yeah. I was getting into this great series.
Like, God,
just write that onto the paper. I was like, I don't know anything about the exam, but I could write, like, a whole synopsis of the first season of House of Cards.
Yeah.
It's like, it's Spacey. Have you not seen him?
It's all about the power. Just write that on your
essay. Yeah, that'd be brilliant. But I also love the way he actually talks in the camera. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I
me
really
too.
Like it.
Me too.
It's because not enough people do it, and I like it. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's almost like he has his own little moments, or is he actually like interacting with
He talks directly to the audience. Like, he'll turn, and the camera will kind of focus in on him, and then
like
he'll say, he'll be like,
yeah,
I'm saying this one thing to this person, but actually I mean this, what I'm saying to you right now.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Really like, the person would be still standing there, but, like, you know, he's not saying it to that person. It's like he's talking in his head, but he's saying it directly to you.
Which, so
you always get the insight.
Sorry,
you always get to know what he's thinking, basically.
Yeah, I like that. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that. And,
like, what have you been playing?
Played The Order.
Is that right?
Oh,
yeah, we played The Order.
So,
yeah. Well, like,
damn.
The Order,
I liked it.
I'll give this. The Order is the best looking game on the PS4 at the moment. No, granted, I haven't played Bloodborne yet, but
alright,
I think The Order is the best looking game at the PS4.
From what I've seen of it, it looks fucking beautiful.
Yeah,
it is.
Like,
it
textures,
runs,
everything
well.
Looks perfect.
Yeah, and it runs very well.
It does, yeah. I don't think
there's no glitches when we played at all. There wasn't one.
Yeah, like, textures never loaded in late, or there was never a frame rate drop.
No, never.
That game was polished.
And all
the fuck.
Animations were bang on.
Yeah.
They actually were. It was actually really, really good. But, it was short.
Eyes and teeth just there in the face.
No,
it was Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
Ubisoft didn't make it.
I watched the playthrough of it, and
that would be a day.
Yeah, definitely. It was very short. That was the only thing. Like, as in, it went through chapters, but then sometimes a chapter was
just a
cutscene.
Yeah,
it's so weird. Like,
yeah, you would spend. You would a chapter would go through, and we'd be like, it'd be like new chapter or whatever.
Yeah,
and we'd be like, oh, I guess we're gonna go play now. But a cutscene would happen, and then it would go into another cutscene, and the chapter would end, and you'd be like, what?
Yes, yeah, different chapter. It's so weird. Like, isn't they could have
heard a few times that were like because like the chapters and like this the kind of video and the gameplay was so smooth that you could actually tell if you're meant to be playing it. At times, like you'd load up and you'd be sitting there and be like, okay, come on guys, what's happening? And it's like, oh shit, I'm playing.
Yeah. It transitions really well from cutscenes to...
Yeah.
Sometimes it was a bollocks because you're like, oh shit, I didn't know how to move to get out of the way of that bullet or whatever.
And then sometimes
it's like, oh.
But the game is riddled with... The story, for $60, and I believe that game was in development for 5 years.
Yeah.
Five years.
6 to 5 hours is not enough.
Yeah. No.
Christ,
that is way too much.
They were thinking, they were like, oh, 60 euro, 6 hour game.
Grand.
Each chapter.
It sounded like, from what I watched, I was like, that's just like a 60 euro prologue.
Introduction to that world.
And then another one will come out, and then that'll be the sequel. That's when the action comes in.
It sets up a sequel, but doesn't set up a good sequel. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
But I watched the trailer as well, and like, the Lycans are such a big feature, like the werewolves, and. They're not.
Look, we don't want to go into too much.
They're not the biggest, because if
you were going to go play that game, there's not much story in it. And if we don't go into it, but Lycans are mentioned in the trailer. But there's so much things in that game
that happen. That they would have bigger
importance. There's another aspect in the game.
And they don't even go into it that much.
No, not at all.
It's maybe like 30 minutes of the game. And you're thinking, why didn't you use this?
And the way it ends the game, it could have been like, you could have just continued on and, you know, finished. The way it finished, it set it up for another one, but you could have easily squeezed it.
And I noticed when he's at the end, up to the end, when he's at the trial, and they're like convicting him, and he's like,
don't say too much.
I know, but I'm just saying, he doesn't defend himself at all.
Yeah, say that!
Yeah. I was just like...
Yeah, there's a person in the room. There's a specific person in the room he could point to and just scream, and then
it's
everybody.
Like,
but he just stands there. And that game is riddled with unfortunate.
You're just like, what's going on?
Yeah. Also, another problem with that game is the boss fights are garbage.
There's that half kind of human half like creature. When they like they just run back and forth again doing the same action, you just have to roll out
and the rolling animation is the slowest roll animation of all time. Like he's like slow mo. Also, there's not enough guns in that game.
There's like four,
and there's like characters aren't really that likable, unfortunately.
There's not many characters though in really either.
There's a time where you're like kind of parasailing down a blimp kind of thing.
That was probably the best mission.
That was cool.
This guy I was watching was like he was paying, and his friend had left the room, and he was like, "Oh my god!" I was like, "What's wrong?" And he's like, "Look when his boots press up against the thing." And he's like, "The fabric,
really amazing." That was awesome. You copped out.
There's another thing that when he picks up something, his gloves look incredible. They look like literally like someone's just recorded someone's hand.
And the pictures as well. I don't see the point of those pictures.
No, there's no point. That's the thing. They're just collectibles. It's not like he picks them up. He talks about, like, when he picks something up, you know, when he picks something up in most games, they'll make a comment about it, Last of Us or anything. He just picks them up and just goes, and then puts them back down.
Yeah, it's weird. There's no point with it at all. It's like LA Noir.
There was one really.
LA Noir, you got a comment.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be like, oh, this doesn't look like it's ready.
Yeah, you pick up a bottle and you're like, hmm. There's one bit of really good foreshadowing in the game. When you pick up, only Chris, I think, or Andy might get this. You know, when you pick up, when you're in the Tesla's gaff, and you pick up the horror, you know, the brothel part? Sir Galahad goes, oh, you know, you dirty dog. But actually, do you remember something about that place?
Yeah.
That was the only smart thing that they did with the story. Anyway.
We don't want to spoil it.
I mean, by the time that we talked about that game, you probably could have finished the game, so, you know, it's great.
Definitely. Just like, oh, I just finished it. And then the other one, which is a big one, Hardline.
Yeah.
Yeah, started playing Hardline. Like, I'll go campaign. I say campaign first anyway. But
yeah, it's garbage.
I should say the campaign.
It's garbage.
It's garbage, but I like it. Mm. It's likeable garbage.
No.
You even said yourself it has a charm.
Yeah, it has a charm.
And I like it because it's stupid. It's a stupid cop show.
It's...
has great little things in it that I really like.
Great is a nice of a word.
Great little things is in I dislike it.
So
I like it because it's just fun.
Hardline can be a stealthing.
Yeah.
Hardline
yeah.
can be a full stealthing if you wanted to.
Go,
but
yeah.
instead of kind of...
stealth campaign? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
How weird is that? But so you can stun enemies
yeah,
by flashing your badge, which is probably the coolest mechanic.
Flashing your badge?
Yeah, so you go, free scumbag, and you can... you can stun up to three people with your badge.
Well,
so
you don't stun them. They just
you
like,
do, though,
they,
but that's what you're doing.
But they put their hands up.
Yeah.
They put their hands up, and then like a bar fills up on
the
each.
The line of the law.
And you have to try like keep a point.
Yeah. So you have to go up and do takedowns.
To keep them in line, because if you let like, one lad goes up, then he'll just like pull out another gun and try to shoot you.
Yeah.
And then well,
so you have to hold your badge up and.
Well, no, you have to keep your gun
keep
trained
your gun
on them.
And say if it's like one, it's very easy. You just keep your gun on them, go take them down, cuff them.
But it's not hard to keep. Them in
no,
because what you do is you walk up to them flashing your gun left to right like mad and then you just go press circle and you take down and when you're doing the takedown the guy never thinks to tackle you or
yeah,
anything
yeah that'd be kind of shit though wouldn't it
yeah,
yeah,
but
that, obviously you get a
good how about he does it every now and or how about they varied up the enemies like this guy is psycho so if you were to take down his friend he would jump on you so take down the psycho first before
yeah
you.
But then if something goes wrong you're
even
ally,
like
your friend,
take
shoot
so like with the Shadow Mortar you get the circle and square. Like one of them, but really fast. Like so you'd have to like jump on square quickly.
Yeah, like but you just do
yeah.
the same. Well, it's not the same then, animation, but they're different takedown. It's so
yeah,
boring.
It's only like 2 or 3.
So I just ended up tasing everyone.
Yeah, that's what I did the whole time because you still got the same amount of points as an arrest. So you just tase them.
Campaign. I don't like the campaign.
I like it. It's stupid. It's fun. It's like just like a cop show, and every time like say
it's a bad cop show.
Yeah, like if you say it's like fucking CSI Miami or something.
It's a bad CSI Miami.
Yeah, well, CSI Miami is terrible. So. But anyway, yeah, and then, like, but, like, the multiplayer, I do like it.
Yeah, it's good.
I like it. It's good crack. Like, it's good crack. You can good crack play it by yourself, just with, you know, strangers, but it's also just really good. Like, really good, as in, I prefer playing it with someone else. But
it works.
Three new
game unlike
modes.
Four.
But, well, was it? No, they have, like, four game modes. What is it? They have Hotwire,
yeah.
Crosshair.
Blood Money.
Blood Money and Heist.
Yeah.
They have four brand new ones, which are pretty awesome.
So, Rescue is basically CSGO...
Yeah.
The hostage mode. And then VIP. Oh, no, it's not called VIP.
It's
called
Crosshair.
It's just VIP.
It's VIP. You know, one team has a VIP, you have to protect, the other team has to try assassinate.
And they
it's
did
VIP.
Rescue really well, just like CSGO.
Yeah,
that
really
it's
well.
You have one life, and if you get wiped, that's it. You
yeah.
wait to the next round.
Same
with
VIP. They're the two most competitive
but
ones.
The
like.
Best. Tell them the best part about VIP.
The best part is when you are the VIP, you're in a suit. And you have a gun.
Old Desert
Eagle. It's awesome. And like it actually does its job.
Yeah,
it takes
fucking
like
badass.
One, maybe two bullets to kill
yeah.
people. It's actually really good. And you have to try to get like to the other side. It could be a cop car or a boat, whatever, depending on the map. And then you have to try escape.
Yeah.
Unless they kill you. Or you wipe their team. If you wipe
yeah.
their team, then you win. You know what I mean? It's really, like I like it. It's really fun. A lot more guns and all that. But and also you actually get to buy... your upgrades and mods is in, you know, when you're actually get buy grips,
Battlefield
Fun Box. Battlefield Fun Box. Which is a lot better rather than like saying, you get this at level 59.
I don't mind either version, to be honest. Like,
I
don't
like
prefer
the,
one version.
I like to buy them. But then there are certain items, you know, you have to wait till you unlock them.
Yeah, to grind a bit for them.
Yeah,
you have to have, yeah, there's things like you unlock the ability to buy.
Yeah.
Bit like when Black Ops
yeah,
then,
1 did. Then once you buy it. Because yeah, you can't go in straight out and buy like the best gun in the game.
So what I found was you accrue money at the start really slowly, but when you're like
yeah.
when you reach like 15, 16, you start to accrue money really quickly.
Oh,
that's so like
good.
Obviously because you become or obviously because you're becoming better, you're staying alive more, you're earning more
yeah,
cash.
Yeah.
But you just seem to at the start you just earn money slowly.
You do, it is a bit like, oh, she's just taking ages.
And some things are really grossly expensive.
Like,
it's a bit like the way GTA Online was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like the way that you, like, but even at that, like, you started out earning no money and then you kind of earned more, but it still wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
everything costs, like, millions.
Fair enough.
And you only earn, like, 50 grand per
Jesus.
Job.
But this isn't that much of a grind. It's a bit of a grind, but I mean, like, so when we played the other night, I was down to 10 grand because I bought a new gun.
Hmm.
And after, I don't know what, a couple of matches, I was back up to 60 grand.
Yeah.
You know, and like, that's...
But you have to become good.
Yeah, you do.
So if you're a bad Battlefield player, you're not gonna. I think you might struggle because you can't buy
you do,
certain
you
things.
Yeah.
And the boosts are different.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like
the boosts. Yeah, it's like boosts. You have to like pick a certain class, and then there's boosts for mechanical work, boosts for team playing,
yes.
Boosts for
which is really annoying.
Like killing people. Yeah, there's boosts for objective and all that. You know,
they should have just done XP boosts like they did it.
Yeah,
in
so much.
The maps are pretty good.
Yeah, I like them. Like, the only one I don't like is that grow house one in the weed.
I kind of like that one.
I don't like a 64-man server. I don't like any of them 64-man server team deathmatch.
Yeah, 64-man is fucking chaos.
Yeah, with team deathmatch, because you just spawn straight away and you're dead.
Yeah, team, don't play 64-man TDM.
No, fuck no. But, Conquest spawn in some of the matches is great. What?
Is it better than the one Battlefield 4?
It just seemed like the spawns just
yeah.
are... like, they don't know where to place a spawn anymore.
No, because there's too many people on the servers because they're doing that match. The map is so small.
Like, there's...
It seems like they're constantly changing. Like, where you'd spawn 1 minute, you'd be firing ahead of you, and next thing, enemy team's spawning right behind you. You're not even looking that way.
Yeah, what happened those times is Pierce saying you'd spawn, you'd walk out, you'd be shooting an enemy, and then you'd get shot in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the kill cam, there's like six of them, and you're like, how
yeah.
the fuck
yeah,
can I just survive for
that? Like.
Yeah, exactly. Don't spawn me there if there's a group of six men.
Maybe
mass multiplayer isn't a good idea.
What?
Maybe mass multiplayer just isn't a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Unless you could increase the map.
I just think A and B, that's what I was thinking.
Simple.
Yeah, exactly.
But
or like
maybe if they made it A and B, the A guys would just camp the B spawn and
or the conquest maps. Conquest map. If they were team deathmatch, if the size of those maps were team deathmatch with vehicles, that would be banging. Like.
Yeah. But Hardline's good. It works. Beat 4.
Oh, 5. I'd definitely give it a 3.5, 4.
Yeah.
Oh, 5, definitely. Campaign lets it down a bit. Even though
campaign is garbage.
I like it, but it lets it down.
Yeah. Anyway, Andy, how's your month been going?
It's been grand. In terms of like TV and stuff, I've just been watching Walking Dead and a bit of wrestling here and there, WWE.
So yeah.
WrestleMania 31 and something.
It's coming up, yeah.
That'd be big.
What do you think of Taker coming back? That's funny.
I don't know. I really don't. There's kind of like they're kind of hyping this match between themselves.
We haven't seen Taker. That's
but
the
not
team.
Only that, but the streak's over, so the match news.
Exactly. Yeah, like the stakes aren't as high.
Like you're kind of like it's a match to find out who's the scariest, basically.
But if it was Taker girl. Then you would be excited.
That video is probably worth a mention. We should definitely.
Yeah, Max Landis created this video. You can just look it up on YouTube. It's called Wrestling isn't wrestling. It's fucking brilliant. It basically tells the story of Triple H, but really in a really cool twist.
Mm.
And it's absolutely worth the watch. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, it doesn't go into wrestling. It just goes into the history of Triple H. But and who else was Cena?
In that video?
No. In
WrestleMania. Just saw Cena's fighting Rusev, who's undefeated.
Yeah, which I think we could...
They hyped that a little bit. It's for the United States Championship. Like.
I mean, Rusev's last big pay-per-view he won, didn't he?
Yeah.
So,
he's won all his pay-per-views, but he hasn't come up against anyone, like, formidable.
So do you think this is the end of Rusev? Like, he's going to tap out to America?
America.
Yeah, I think he has to.
Fuck you.
Plus John Cena. Spoiler.
Exactly, spoiler, I win.
You've got
there's only one good match left, and that's Paige and AJ Lee.
Well, you've got the Battle Royale, which is always fun.
Wasn't there somebody saying that they're going to win it for sure?
Curtis Axel.
Who do you think will have the Battle Royale?
It's probably going to be the most like disinteresting Battle Royale they've ever done, because like no, there's no real interesting people in it. Like, you've got, like, the oldies and the young guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. You've got Big Show and Kane coming in, and you just know they'll survive for a while, but then some fucking crowd favourite will come out and fuck them out.
Yeah, I'm thinking who's in it, but, like, yeah.
Is Daniel Bryan going to be in that?
No. I think because he's having an ladder match, so...
Okay. Who could win? Do you think Miz or then Mizdow could win it?
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to see if Mizdow won it.
It might be him. Yeah, he needs a bit of a push.
Yeah, he's. I like him. And then
there's a tag team match for Divas as well.
Yep, that's the one I'll be watching. And
Paige and AJ Lee against the Bella Twins.
I swear to God, if Paige and AJ Lee don't win, I'll be quite upset.
Well, we'll have to wait and see and find out. And then you've got the big one, like that ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship.
Who's that between Daniel Bryan and
Daniel Bryan?
Who's holding the Intercontinental?
Bad News Barrett. Yeah. And then you've got
Daniel Barrett.
Yeah, he was just Wade Barrett. Remember, like back in the day, he was at Nexus.
Yeah. Oh right.
Yeah. And then what was it? Daniel Bryan, Goldust. Yeah, you know Stardust. Cody,
he's class.
Cody Rhodes.
Oh. You remember Cody Rhodes?
Cody Rhodes,
the bald guy.
Yeah. Really,
he's become his dad's tag team partner.
What?
And he's fucking brilliant. Like, really? He's like freaky. You'd love him, Chris.
Jesus,
yeah, it's really weird.
I feel so old. I don't know half of these. Yeah. Like, I don't know all this.
They're all garbage, don't worry.
Ah, fair enough.
R-Truth.
Surely Brian has to win that.
You'd imagine so.
Surely.
You'd imagine it would be. Yeah.
I only want to see.
No, fucking Dean Ambrose is in it as well.
Ambrose?
And Dolph Ziggler.
Anyway.
And a few others as well.
How's The Walking Dead been going? You showed me that mean fatality Chris.
Ever since after that break, it took a couple month break. It like goes from October to like November, then breaks till February.
Yeah.
Since I got back from that break, it's become really, really like artsy. Yeah. It's a show like loads of messages in it, like foreshadowing and stuff.
Yeah, you're saying that Rick was.
There's a lot.
And like and loads of like hidden like messages in it, like in little innuendos.
Yeah.
And the season finale for season 5 is coming up, and it's a 90-minute episode.
But have you been liking it?
Yeah, well, it's been alright.
And is it keeping up with its quality? Like, has it? I heard a lot of people were disappointed with the previous series.
It's so hit and miss as a show, though. Like, it'll keep people watching because it has interesting stuff in it, but like, sometimes you just get really bored by it.
Do you think
it's better off to, like,
it's gonna
let
say,
it stack?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I was just saying, I'd find it better to let it
stack.
Have you
been watching it?
Yeah, up to date. And I like to let, like, a couple of episodes go and then watch all of them because, as I say, it's hit and miss. Mm. And, you know, if you wait a week, you're like, oh, that was a crap episode. Then the next one's like, oh, that was deadly.
Yeah, you're actually probably right to do that.
That's the thing that I'm like, you know, but I do like it. It's good.
It has loads of...
That was awesome.
It was brutal. Jesus.
So brutal.
Did you see it?
Yeah, Andy just showed me.
Fuck me, like.
That's the way I want to go.
That's not the way I want to go. Getting your cheek ripped off.
It's like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
It's building up really interesting. Like, but because like they're in that Alexandria town and they're starting to kind of fight back against them.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of felt that the last episode that came up was like, it was as if each person was encountering their past self.
Yeah.
Like you had. Michonne, you know, the one with the swords.
Yeah, she's pretty bad.
And then Sasha, who was Tyrese's sister, the big, she was like kind of gone crazy and she was on a killing spree, which was what Michonne used to be like, and Michonne was saying that she was going crazy, so she was trying to like stop her basically.
Yeah.
And then you had Glenn with, do you remember that guy who got Noah killed basically?
The coward guy. Yeah.
Well, Glenn had a kind of like a face off with him. If you think about Glenn's character, like back in season 1, Glenn's character was a coward.
Yeah.
And you kind of had him facing off against another coward, and he was just like, they basically like saying, I know what you're like. I was you basically. And then you had the leader of Alexandria and Rick.
Yeah.
She was like all trying to arbitrate and make everything fair, just like Rick used to do. And then Rick's like, this isn't what it's like anymore. He wanted to kill this character Pete who was beating his wife. And it was done really well though because do you know the priest guy?
Oh, Gabriel.
Gabriel. Yeah.
Yeah.
He came in and told the leader of Alexandria that Rick's group is like
dangerous.
Yeah. Basically like the devil's representative.
Yeah.
And it was just really well done though because when Rick came out in the final scene of episode. He was covered in just blood and red was like he was just red basically, kind of like representing a devil.
Well, look, let's not spoil it too much. But here's a question: it may sound a bit stupid. Do you think Walking Dead could benefit with less zombies and focus more on the drama of the group?
No.
Or do you think
it already focuses on the drama of the group?
Or do you think then they need to push?
They need more zombies.
Really?
Yeah.
They need more zombies.
Push the zombies. Push for SummerSlam.
They need more zombies. I think more like zombie fighting. You know, because as in now there are people.
You read the comics, Chris.
Yeah.
Do you think, just like myself, do you think they would prefer if they stuck to the comics? Like, obviously they couldn't stick to a 100%. That's fine.
Yeah. I think it makes it more interesting because it if you've read like the comics, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still would prefer Rick with his arm cut off than.
I'd like the outcome. Yeah, the only reason they do that is because it costs too much to do the CGI.
That's the
only reason they do that.
I also really like the way Carl got brain damaged and kind of has no morals anymore. That's badass.
In fucking the comics?
Yeah, where he got his half his face shut off.
Yeah, like his eye shut out.
All that stuff. Like, to be honest, and it's pushing for Negan. It's pushing for Negan really badly. Like,
oh fuck!
Like, well, it has like references like to baseball bats, and there was like one.
Yeah.
A certain character gets killed by Negan, a big character, and there was references of baseball bat in that character's head, basically.
Yeah.
Like in a shot that were like similar. Like, ooh. People were in the comics and were just like, ooh.
So Andy, what have you been playing then?
The only new game I played was.
Well, what have you just been playing?
It's just been pretty much Resident Evil. Revelations 2.
And how's that been going?
It's been good, yeah.
Yeah, me and you've been playing it.
But
I think we could both say that's the best Resident Evil since 4.
Probably, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Jesus.
And they do the co-op a lot better than they do the co-op in 5.
Yeah.
Than 6.
Yeah, 6. I mean, yeah. 5's co-op wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it was okay, but I still think. So basically, there's 4 characters.
Yeah.
There's Claire and Moira. Then Barry. What's the little girl's name?
Oh, she's Natalia.
So.
Bet you you're Natalia.
No.
I don't.
Claire.
Connor always plays the little girl.
Claire. I was Moira most of the time. Claire is basically Claire from All Resident Evil, you know, going.
Yeah.
And then Moira, she has a flashlight that can stun enemies, and she also has a crowbar. And then Barry is just Barry from Resident Evil, you know?
Yeah.
Magnum.
He's got a really good arsenal.
Yeah, he's basically...
He jumps into the game, he has a mad arsenal, but...
Yeah, kind of from the start, he has his Magnum, his pistol, the Samurai, and an M4. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, but, like, to the ground, like, Moira is really... Is a very, like, active... Like, you can refer to her as, like, your passive partner, but she's an active passive partner. But Natalia's pretty passive.
Yeah.
Like, Natalia's only advantage is she can see. She's got, like, the ability to see enemies through walls.
Yeah.
But, like, all if me and Connor, like, you're playing split screen, he can't see the enemies through the walls. I have to point them to him.
Right.
And there's this one enemy that's invisible.
Yeah, that's really annoying. So Andy can see him on his screen.
Like, if I'm playing as Natalia and Connor's playing as Barry, I can see the invisible, the like, kind of. Aroma around the enemy, but Connor can't. So what we figured out was
we had a really good idea to figure it out.
I would point and Connor would stand over my shoulder.
So I would basically use his arm as a guide.
That's really good, and it's
really fun, interesting gameplay. You know, because like when that invisible enemy came up, that thing can one shot kill you. So I relied hugely on Andy to point him out to me.
Yeah,
it's pretty gross death as well.
Yeah, but it's just like Ori 4.
It grabs you and like bites into your neck and it kills you, and then it fucking lays its larvae. It gives birth all over you.
And all these like bugs are crawling all over you. It's brutal.
It's fucking gross.
That's dirty.
Just like Resident Evil, just like the Ori 4 deaths were brutal, just these are fucked up. But they both kind of have the same ability. Only the passive characters can spot certain things in the environment.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time, like, you can see ammo, but not all the time. So, like, Moira shines a light on it and goes, ping! And then Claire can see it, or Natalia can point out, like, gems or ammo, and then Barry can pick them up.
Cool.
But another cool thing is everybody has their own, like, their own inventory. But I can take things from Andy's.
Yeah.
So if he was playing as Natalia and I was all full up on handgun ammo, but I'm going to use handgun ammo, I could give the handgun ammo to him.
Yeah.
And then when I have a free slot, he can just hand it back over to me. So it's kind of cool that way, like Natalia, like she's unlocked to just having bricks or fucking bottles or whatever. She can actually hold things for your main arsenal.
Yeah. It's pretty handy. Yeah. It's pretty good. It's definitely a co-op game though.
Yeah.
We were saying it's probably quite hard to play as a single player game.
And it has a skill tree.
They'll have the upgrading system's pretty good.
Yeah.
And the raid mode is pretty cool too.
We haven't done much of the raid mode, but you can load into the raid mode as not just one passive and one attacking, both beat Barry and Claire. So you can both. Yeah, so it's really cool. But we've played up to episode 3.
Yeah, we're halfway through episode 3.
And it's been really, like, for €25,
Yeah.
It's definitely worth picking up. Yeah.
Absolutely worthwhile. And Capcom haven't made the mistake that Telltale have done of let's release a game weekly or monthly, but build the game along with.
Right.
Yeah.
So do you know why Telltale were delaying The Walking Dead, or because they were it's not ready, we can't release to you?
Yeah.
Capcom built Revelations 2, and they're like, alright, first week is episode 1, then second week is episode 3, and it was never going to be delayed because they had the episodes done.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
that's really good.
And
we still need to play episode 4, but I've heard that was the worst one. So.
Really?
Yeah. Episode 1 was standard, episode 2 was very good,
yeah.
Episode 3 so far
and
has been very
they've
good.
All been, well, episode 2 and 3
yeah,
have been
really
at least
good.
3 to 4 hours long, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah.
So, it's
wow.
been great value, and it feels old Resident Evil,
yeah.
but with certain twists, like the passive characters.
Yeah.
Like,
overall, I think it'll probably finish about 16, 17 hours of gameplay.
What do you think of the main, just don't say your name, but what do you think of the main boss?
Oh, yeah.
Being who that person is.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, I think it's dumb, but I think it's Resident Evil. Though.
Yeah, it's very Resident Evil. I wouldn't definitely if you told me that before. Like if we'd said it now, like Resident
yeah,
Evil.
Yeah, it sounds
like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
How?
Yeah,
it's a bit. Yeah, yeah, we can't say it.
Yeah,
it's a very very interesting twist.
Yeah, it is. But
I'm actually kind of eager to see how it's going to end.
But. Also, another thing that we mentioned, Moira and Claire are actually, you don't play at the same time as Barry and Natalia. Natalia and Barry are like 6 months ahead.
Yeah, they're 6 months
So they're coming to the island 6 months ahead and viewing all the aftermath while Claire and Moira are actually six months back.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
And
so they were going, for example, they were going for this huge tower, that's where they're going to, but when you arrive to the tower, it's been destroyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you still don't know how it got destroyed, because we're still fighting through the tower, but you know, as Barry and Natalia, we know that this got fucked up.
Jesus.
And the interesting thing was Natalia was with Claire and Moira as well, at a certain point of the game, and she got taken away.
So, Natalia knows certain things about Moira, and of course, Barry's daughter is Moira, sorry, I forgot to mention that. So, you know, there's a big stake in it for him. Like, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, we still got those funny little jokes from Barry as well.
Yeah, yeah, like,
those stupid jokes.
Yeah, like, his crappy Resident Evil dialogue, where he says, the master of unlocking, he actually does a callback joke, he smashes this big wooden thing open, he goes, I'm the master of unlocking, so Capcom's still making fun of themselves.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was kind of funny.
I like that.
Andy, have you been playing anything else?
No. To be honest, I've been a bit busy with other stuff.
Ah, yeah, college.
Yeah, but that was what I've been mainly getting into.
That's good.
I played a bit of, I had a little look at GTA Online heists.
Yeah.
Poor. I got there for day one and it was poor.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But look, we'll discuss that later.
Yeah, that'll come along, yeah.
Pierce, how's your month been?
We'll see now. My car's up for breaking down. So on the way out here, my exhaust fell apart, and my car sounds like a tractor or something.
Yeah, that's not easy.
So we'll see how the month ends. But gaming-wise, no, I haven't played much games. Just because I'm so busy with work.
Yeah.
Like if I do get a chance to play a game, it's kind of Olly Olly because you can just jump in and out of that game.
How far are you into Olly Olly?
It
gets hard, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To complete those goals.
I'm in the temple. I just finished the temple. I can't think where I'm next, but I just finished the temple.
What's your highest score mean?
51,000 anyway.
I've seen people who've got I saw a dude who got a billion and stuff. It's fucking nuts.
You can easily get loads.
Yeah, if you're good at manually and keeping combos up, which is really hard to do properly.
Yeah.
Mine was 316,000.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I actually don't know my high score at all, but
yeah,
no, it's really good fun.
Yeah.
Really, really good fun. Yeah, I love the background music as well.
Yeah, that has a really good soundtrack.
Yeah,
it's like good hipster vibe soundtrack. I really like, and it's. I wish they kind of made the music a bit more opposing, louder and a bit more into it. But it's,
although sometimes I like to turn off the music and then just put my own background music on.
I suppose
So, in that regard, it's good. Yeah.
Connor, what about you? What have you been doing this month?
For a guy who's in college and has a lot of assignments to be doing, I've been doing too much not college in assignments. So, I kind of came late to this one, but I've been playing Dying Light a bit.
Oh.
And that's been really good, but it suffers the same problems that Dead Island suffered. Its story is fucking boring.
Yeah.
So, and anytime I talk to a character, I end up just jamming circle and skipping through all their dialogue because I don't give a shit. I just want to play the game.
Yeah.
It suffers the same problem that Shadow Mordor does, that its story and dialogue is garbage, but its gameplay is really, really good. And basically, you start out, the progression that your character goes through is excellent. Like, you start out fairly weak and just having basic abilities of just running fast and climbing and hitting things.
Yeah.
But then as you kind of gain XP, you unlock some really cool stuff, like a drop kick and like a slide that if you hit into someone's leg, it breaks their ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's awesome. And
what's it like playing at nighttime?
Yeah, so during the day you can do whatever you want because zombies are kind of slow, but during the night these special zombies come out and they are really fast, and it tries to become a stealth game, but it's really hard to stealth it. But I noticed that now how strong I've become, nighttime isn't a bother to me.
No,
I can just
that's,
yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, like
I would have liked if they were kind of like so, like not, maybe not all, but maybe some enemies were like kind of one hit kill nearly.
Yeah, like when I was a low level, they were one hitting killing. Like they were like I was just like when nighttime was happening, I would just go to sleep and sleep until the morning, and then just do all my missions.
Yeah.
But there's the odd time that they're like, all right, you have to do this mission at night for some stupid reason. But yeah,
I feel like when I first heard about it, like I was kind of felt that like it was like the developers of Dead Island. I forgot their name. Who was it?
Tecmo.
Yeah, it's kind of like their attempt, because they were kicked off Dead Island, right?
They were, correct.
So yeah, it's kind of like this is kind of like their attempt to get it back.
Yeah.
But, like begging.
But they did a way better job of Dead Island, Dying Light than they did Dead Island. Like, they just seem to learn from a few of their mistakes. Like, the game looks way better than Dead Island has ever looked.
Yeah. Well, you'd
hope so. Yeah, absolutely. And the game is two environments, so I don't want to spoil it, but the environment you start off in is actually really good, but the second environment is way better. It's all city top, you know, it's kind of like Assassin's Creed-y Italian, you know, it's all like high buildings running across those metal things that between buildings that you've never seen in real life, but they always seem to be in Assassin's Creed games.
Oh, yeah.
That second environment is really good, and when you become higher up in free running, the game starts to become a really, really good running game, and it's
cool.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
So actually, wait, who's developing Dead Island 2 now?
Do you know the guys Jaeger Games, do you know the guys who did Spec Ops The Line?
Yeah.
They're they've never done a zombie game before, but there you go. What else have I been playing?
Do you ever think this zombie game market is a bit too cluttered at the moment?
Yeah, it's always been cluttered. I mean,
there's just too many of them. You need to kind of
it's so easy to make a zombie game, though. You know, and it's such an easy market to sell to because everybody likes killing zombies.
Ever since like kind of like the whole like introduction to Nazi zombies into Call of Duty, it's kind of like exploded. It did die for a couple of years, but now it's really come back.
Yeah.
And then you have things like The Walking Dead pushing it more than The Last of Us pushing it more.
Yeah.
Like
at least The Last of Us did something slightly different, but at the end of the day, it was still kind of a zombie game.
It's like, oh no, they're not zombies. They're people who are infected with cordyceps.
Yeah.
They're not actually zombies. They never use the Z word.
Yeah, it's true.
They're still awesome though.
Yeah.
Just like The Walking Dead as well. They never call them zombies.
Zombies, they call them walkers, don't they?
Yeah, walkers are like stalkers and stuff.
Yeah,
like
cause like, and biters.
Yeah.
Because their world, there's no such thing as a zombie.
What?
That was it. Like in their because like zombies are our fiction. In their world, like there was no such thing as zombies. Like
they never heard of a zombie.
Like, what?
Like,
when was that discussed?
That was discarded. Yeah, the people who like made it.
Yeah,
said
like
that. That's what they said.
That's weird.
Yeah, he was like, oh, like the term zombie was never coined.
That is so weird.
You read the comics, didn't you?
Yeah, but I don't remember them talking about that.
Very start of it was it said like this is a story about Rick. And it said, in a world that I've never heard the word zombie.
I don't remember reading that at all.
Really?
Weird.
Oh,
weird.
Oh, okay.
But I played Hardline, I played Resident Evil. We discussed that.
Yeah.
Have you
been doing anything else?
The final game I played was Hotline Miami 2.
Oh.
And that is definitely most people are saying like they prefer 1, but I definitely prefer 2.
Really?
Yeah. This game picks up, like, it feels like it's almost like after Hotline Miami 1, you just walk into 2 in progression and difficulty-wise, because that game is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And the characters, like, not having the one character and introducing numerous characters is really good. Like, so, you know, you could argue that maybe there's too many characters, and some characters kind of repeat, but I really, really like certain characters. Like the Ash and Alex, which is the guy with the chainsaw, and then his brother has a machine gun over his shoulder. They're really cool as players, but really hard. There's another character who doesn't kill, and he's a reporter, so what he does is he just knocks people out, but he keeps his combo up by, like, say if you knock a dude out with a pistol, and then you pick up his gun instead of using it as a weapon, he'll, like, dismantle the pistol, and that'll go three times instead of just keeping up to two combo.
It's cool.
Also, if you kill with him, he takes off his jacket, and then he plays, like, the other killing characters, which is really sweet. And, it's just played like a really good refined Hotline Miami, and its soundtrack is fucking amazing.
Yeah,
and
sick.
It's exactly what I want out of Hotline Miami 2, and I'm getting near the ending, and it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. I was streaming some of it, and I died a ton.
Come watch me die.
Yeah.
Sure, there's nothing wrong with that?
No. What have I been watching? Oh, I got Bloodborne today. I'm going to play that later, so I'll talk about it next month. I'm really excited to play that.
Yeah.
Out of everything this month.
Did you get it off the store?
What?
Did you get it off
the store? No, I got it off GameStop.
Oh, yeah, you decided to
pre-order
it.
So, yeah.
I need to pick that up.
I've kind of jumped into streams during the week and been like, so seen some stuff and then jumped out because I don't want to see too much of the game. But people are saying it's very difficult. The new dash mechanic, they said, is very generous. Like, there's no rolling. There is a roll, but you can't be locked on. So instead of like being locked onto a character like in Souls game, instead of them swinging, you'd roll out of the way, but now you can dash left, right.
Well, that'd be good for keeping the pace going, I guess.
Yeah, like, basically, they're trying to make you way more offensive and constantly on the attack and not being, like... there's two ways to gain health in the game. You can just drink blood vials, which is just like an Estus flask, or when you take damage, your health goes... So it goes down, but then there's an orange from where it took, so if you attack back, you get the health back.
That's cool.
So you're trying to, like, when, you know, this guy hit me, will I just back off and heal, or will I try to get my health back? So I can't wait to play that. I think I'm going to... be playing a lot of it over these holidays.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so much fun, but also a lot. I can feel it's going to be frustrating. I've never jumped into a Souls game when it first came out, so Souls games have never told you, like, alright, you should go here, you have to pick up, you have to use this weapon because everybody's too hard and you have to wear this set of armor. At the moment, everybody's trying to figure out how to play this game correctly.
Yeah.
So it should be fun to just be with the community and be like, alright guys, I'm getting stuck here, what should I do? So... what I've been watching is House of Cards. What else have I been watching? Yes, I watched an anime for second time in my life. It's called Kill la Kill. It's actually really good. It's kind of weird how they show off certain characters, but it's Japan, so... I mean, I've played a lot of Japanese games. I've come to expect how they treat...
terms, the ways...
Of how they treat women, but... So yeah, that's been my month.
Nice, fair enough. Then we'll be...
Yeah.
So,
if we move on to gaming news.
Yeah, what's been going on this month? A lot, I think.
Yeah, a lot of surprising stuff, kind of.
Yeah. Some surprising, some like...
yeah, well,
there's
first...
a lot of good stuff, though.
There is. Valve announced they have VR. It's called Vive.
That's pretty cool.
They're making it in tandem with HTC. I mean, it's weird because when the Oculus was announced, Valve signed... They basically kind of partnered to some degree with Oculus and were like, you know, we'll try and make you games. But for them to go on the attack now seems interesting.
Yeah,
but, especially with a mobile company.
I forgot to mention, I used an Oculus.
Yeah.
I used an Oculus Rift, guys. It's so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And honestly, it is... everything has been built up to be. I think that it could be a genuine feature of gaming. You can't spend that much time with it, though. You do... Like, there was parts when I was messing about with it and I was feeling kind of dizzy.
Yeah. I feel like it would be a bit dangerous, though. Like, it would be extremely addictive.
Yeah.
You could lose. Like, imagine playing something like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Or something, like a huge open world game.
Yeah, you could almost forget yourself.
You're just like, who am I?
You can't take the rift off you. But I think Valve... I mean, Valve have money to burn. So them going for VR is probably a really good option. Also, it makes the market a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Because Sony have their Oculus Rift. Or not their Oculus Rift, but their Morpheus.
Yeah.
So I don't think the Oculus or Valve's one will come to the PlayStation. for sure.
I wouldn't say so. I'd say just the office would just be a prison.
I mean, so what's the office's market then at the moment, apart from Facebook?
I don't.
Do you think it's just going to be PC, or do you think they'll try branch over to console?
I think they're. Oh, they'll have to push to console if they want.
If
they
go to consoles, then they go to Xbox as well.
Mm.
Yeah. No,
Microsoft could snap them up.
Definitely think they'll be heading for a PS4.
I feel like, yeah.
But would Sony allow them?
I'd say so.
Well, Sony have their own, though. That's
yeah, exactly. Like, so, like, would they not be like, no, we have in-house software, the Morpheus, stay the fuck away, Oculus. They could easily go into their hardware and patch out the Oculus.
Yeah, they could, but I don't know. I don't know, maybe they might
develop their own technology as well.
Yeah.
But then see, Sony have, it's not a competitive market for them if they don't allow them in. Then they can set their own prices and you can't argue with them.
Yeah, or I was thinking that they could let them in, then they'd be like, well,
just charge ridiculous.
Like 30%, like a certain percentage of your sales would go straight to us.
Yeah.
Which
could easily happen. And
yeah.
Steam are definitely going to do that to the Oculus because they have their own one.
Oh,
yeah, fuck yeah.
I mean, the thing is about the Oculus, they have Facebook stand behind them, so they've got money to burn.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Mark Zuckerberg just saying like ha ha.
Exactly. I mean, but
trolling the world.
VR is really interesting, and if anybody gets a chance to play with it, you should. It's awesome.
Yeah, hopefully it will.
Bit of sad news, EA shutting down SimCity Makers Studio Maxis.
No!
That's some really shitty news, honestly.
Yeah, especially if you're a fan.
Rip.
I mean, I know. There's a game that came out this month, City Skylines, is basically the replacement of SimCity, basically. Mm-hmm. That's what everybody's calling it, or that's what everybody's saying. Like, if you thought SimCity, the recent one was disappointing, which everybody seemed to hate, and it got a huge amount of hate, they're saying, go play this, it'll make you feel better. But no one likes to see your company get shut down, especially Maxis.
No.
I'd say it was because Greg Miller left IGN and stopped playing SimCity.
I totally forgot. He was their marketing campaign.
And he's been gone for how long? Like a month, and they spiraled out of control.
So, just to give perspective on how ruthless EA are, I have an article in front of me, and coming from Kotaku. Basically, an updated list of the studios that EA have bought and they proceeded to shut down. So, there's Maxis, there's Mythic, which are the guys maker of Dark Age of Camelot, which I don't really know too well. There's Bullfrog, which was the guy who made Syndicate and Dungeon Keeper. Westwood, which would hurt a lot of fans because they made the Command & Conquer series.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
There's DreamWorks Interactive / Danger Close / EA Los Angeles, which is Medal of Honor guys.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had three name changes.
I didn't even hear them shut down.
I thought Danger Close was a new studio.
Yeah.
Set up, but there
I
you
thought
go.
That was them, but like, oh,
this one hurts me the most. Black Box, makers of Skate / Need for Speed. That sucks.
Yeah.
Skate was fucking really good.
I don't know. I never got into it.
Ah, well, I really, really love Skate. Pandemic.
Never played it.
Which were actually a really good development studio, but they made the Savitar.
Oh, the Saboteur?
Yeah, that's the one.
I like that game.
Playfish, which I didn't really know, but they made Sims The Social. And then Nuflux, which is NBA Street.
Some of them had such short lives, that like two and 3 years.
Yeah, it's literally like,
if
you don't...
Like, this looks like it's a plan of EA. Like, they buy a company, take what they need, and then get rid of them, that's it, like, cut.
Revenue, gone. Buy.
It just seems so fucking ruthless.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Honestly.
It's pretty rough.
Like, out of all that list, probably... like, if you actually look at some of the... if you look at some of these dates, say, they bought... DreamWorks were bought in 2000, but they stayed open for 13 years. So they aren't that ruthless. But,
Pandemic.
What's the one that was...
Pandemic.
Look at Black Box. Bought in 2013 and then shut down.
In the same year?
Well, I think a year later.
Jesus.
No, Black Box was purchased in 2002, was it?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Then it's Pandemic.
Oh, God, yeah, 08 to 09.
Yeah,
fuck.
A year. So they just buy them, they get all their software.
And
their
so is Playfish, 09 to 2013, not that long. And same with... those are new ones.
Do you want to be playing this, I'm sure?
Yeah, I didn't think
that
it was great.
The one in the French city,
yeah.
Was it? And, it was like,
and the more you unlock, the more colour goes
but,
into the world.
Yeah.
It was interesting, but it wasn't a great
different
game.
Weird take in it, game.
Yeah.
I liked it. Now it was...
Oh wait, yeah, I did watch a good one.
Just be
different game.
Just be afraid of VA because all I care about is money at the end of the day.
The game of Saboteur what I was thinking about was when you're playing the Belfast lad.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
The more colour comes into it.
Yeah.
Do that.
Sure,
yeah, when you took the Nazis, like when you kicked out the Nazis, more
yeah.
colour.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So the Nazi,
white.
All the Nazi controlled areas
were
complete black and white, and then you go into the colored areas. It was weird.
It's so scary, like, to think that the 13 years is the longest. Like, obviously, apart from that.
How long until EA buys EA and then shuts them down?
Boy, EA.
The ultimate paradox. We have to shut ourselves down. We can't do that though.
But we gotta.
UE4 is now free. So I think that's such a weird move for the Unreal Engine 4 to be free. Mm. And it also says a lot about the market. Like, think how many games last year had Unreal Engine 3 in it. Every time you booted up a game, Unreal 3, the Unreal 3 logo was coming in your face.
Yeah.
All the time. So, I think the way, like it's Epic who makes Unreal, yeah. I think the way they're looking at the market is they're seeing things like Unity and being like, look how much coverage that is getting.
Yeah.
Why don't we make our engine for free? So anybody can download
UE4
and make a game in it.
Jesus.
Which is really good, because I heard...
So, should we be seeing more indie games coming out soon?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, well, we've seen games with it. Andy, what was that crappy horror game that had it? And it looked like... It didn't look great, either. The one when you're on the mobile phone, you played as the girl.
Daylight.
Yeah.
Daylight.
Daylight.
That was shit.
That was so bad. Like, even a monster's other night looks shit.
Yeah.
Or a ghost, or whatever.
So, I mean... Epic used to have this rule that they wouldn't let anybody use the Unreal Engine until they made a game from it.
Yeah.
And they haven't released their game Fortnite yet. And there has been UE4 games, but no, I don't think any of them have impressed.
Yeah.
So, them making their engine free might be a kind of... Which is weird, because they've primarily gone into making UE4. Like, they... Like, Cliff... Their main... Their head guy... Well, not the head guy, but their main kind of brains, Cliff... Scalzi, everybody's playing this stupid second name. Well, the Gears of War maker, he left to set up his own place, Boss Key Studios.
Yeah.
So they aren't in the game making business anymore. They're primarily trying to improve UE4. And if the thing's gone free, I don't know, it just seems like it just seems like a weird thing to do.
Someone just burnt the bridge.
Like they obviously, I think it's 20-30% cut if you make a game.
Yeah,
UE4.
Probably, but still.
Like, no, like, I mean, there's no. There's been no big UE4 game.
Unless they had rivals that were making an engine, and if they let it go free, that takes their rivals out of the competition, then they develop their own engine.
Yeah.
Vive, and then they start charging for that.
Yeah, I mean... I suppose the way they look at that, like, why would somebody choose UE4 over, you know... Say you have to pay whatever the rental cost of UE4 is when you can just get Unity... And Unity runs on everything. Like, we've seen it on PS4, we've seen it on Xbox, we've seen it on PC thousands of times.
Ollie's Unity.
Yeah. So is the Golf Club.
Golf Club soon.
So, I suppose it's the way of them trying to keep up with the market, but...
Unity are busy. They did counter spots,
huh? Unity are, yeah. Like, I mean, it's considered one of the best free
kind of funny
free game engines.
All those games were the PS4 ones this month.
Were all...
Unity. Nearly all of them, weren't they?
I heard Unity
is
like one of the most effective game engines around, like anything.
Yeah, like, there's Ollie, Counter Spy,
after that, I don't know.
Oddworld, what did that run on? Was that Unity?
No, I think that was in-house stuff.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
But,
two of them, out of four anyway.
And then, well, this is a bit of E3 speculation. Fallout 4 to be announced.
Whoa.
So, Bethesda...
How far is E3 away just before? We're looking at 60-something, aren't we? I'm thinking...
It's usually in June, yeah. It's about 2 months away.
Yeah.
So less than 60. We're looking at 50-something, 40
days
away.
And Bethesda have a press conference?
Yeah. That's
their
first time.
They've actually rented out to have their press.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Like,
yep.
I don't want to get too hyped, just in case.
No,
so who's excited for Brink 2? Like, what if they walk up and just
Dishonored 2?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Everything is just anything except like another Elder Scrolls.
It has to be, guys, doesn't it? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
It has
why
to
would,
be.
Why would you get a press conference?
A press conference, it has to be something.
I believe it's being televised.
It has to be.
Has to be something big. Has
oh,
to be
something big.
I still think Dishonored 2 has to show.
Todd Howard is teasing us.
Todd Howard's getting locked away.
He's up there on stage with a little short dress on, going like,
going, do you see those legs? You can find them.
Count those legs.
But I think Dishonored 2 will definitely be announced. Fallout 4 has to be announced.
And if it's not, they're going to...
Or it's something that we have no idea about.
Yeah, maybe
a new
idea.
That's
new
what
project,
I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It will be announced.
But,
a completely new project would be interesting, but they
yeah, that's what I
have to... They can't have a press conference and not say something about a Fallout
do you
game
think,
yeah.
do you
or
think,
an Elder Scrolls game.
Well,
yeah.
They can't do an Elder Scrolls game because they have Elder Scrolls Online community.
Yeah,
yeah, I think they'll discuss that for
they
sure because that's coming to console. So
yeah, is that, is,
sure.
I thought that was not out yet.
No,
it's coming to console.
It's out on PC.
It's out on PC.
Yeah.
Okay, but I know they've taken back the whole subscription thing anyway.
You have to pay for it on console. They were going to say like
was
you buy
no,
into
no,
it.
No, it was you can play your PlayStation. It's something weird. Like, is it something like you have to pay your PlayStation Plus subscription, and then you can play for free? But on Xbox, I think you have to pay both.
I heard you have to buy the game and then or something.
Yeah, so I heard they got rid of that.
The subscription is gone, but you still have to buy the game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's not
fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, are they going to give you the game for free?
No, but if it's free to play,
nice.
then
yeah.
Like just like War Thunder, then you get everything.
That's true.
But what's I mean. It has to be. Do you think they come straight out the door, bang, Fallout 4, Todd Howard, look at him? Or do you think right at the end, you know, the EDE team going down the road?
I think Todd Howard will rise. Probably on a platform.
Yeah.
Or it'll be like, you know, the way Rey Mysterio is.
Who's that jumping out the sky? Yeah, I would like if Todd Howard was shot into the air.
Did you hear what Rey Mysterio was apparently let go of the WWE?
No.
He killed a guy in the ring.
What?
Yeah,
really?
he kicked a guy in the head and he died.
Fuck,
Jesus!
It was accidental.
Yeah,
yeah,
or
funny.
Was it?
I can see it in his eyes. Anyway,
but
Jesus.
I think Bethesda just fucking make Fallout 4.
Yeah,
yeah.
Who do you think develops? Obsidian are way too busy.
Oh.
Do you think Do you think they go in house to Zenimax?
Zenimax, yeah, has to be.
I mean,
Fallout and Elder Scrolls are their biggest projects. Like
yeah,
they're their big sellers. Like.
Yeah,
and think about the hype. They know that everyone's hyping for Fallout 4. Come on, think about
what would you want
think about,
to make?
Think about yes.
I know we both like 3, but a lot of people prefer 4.
Yeah, a lot of
people. Or sorry,
four.
Prefer
yeah,
Vegas.
I'm
prefer
Vegas myself now.
I like them both.
Just because there's an aim down system doesn't mean it's a better game.
Yeah.
That's why people prefer it.
Yeah.
People prefer the story to
him.
Some people prefer New Vegas. People are wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I agree.
Who doesn't want Liam Neeson as their dad?
Exactly. But
I think the idea of factions was good, but otherwise, the story itself didn't do much for me.
Do you think they, for the game engine, because we know those game engines are pretty crap, like, they're very glitchy, they don't run the best, do you think they go in house, brand new game engine, or do you think they, you know, Frostbite, or what's
oh,
the.
I think if they were going to do a new game engine, they'd do it their own.
Yeah,
and certainly by the amount of time they've had to develop
yeah.
it.
I heard for that previous game engine, whatever ran on, they were just jamming the code in and hoping it worked all the time. No, that's what I swear to God, they were just like they were barely play testing. Like, well, it kind of runs. Let's just go for it.
Yeah,
but that's why they've always.
Think how glitchy that fucking game was.
Oh, so glitchy.
Yeah,
but like
it's expected. Like you want to see a mammoth flying in the sky.
That's true.
You want to get hit by a giant and you're flying up.
One time, me and Chris were playing, and he shot a rad scorpion, and then the rad scorpion proceeded to take off and freak the shit out of us.
Yeah,
it's good. It's funny, like.
We're just going to take a quick break, but we'll be back with a bit more news, such as Kojima leaving Konami and Nintendo getting into the gaming market. Oh, welcome back. We were just about to discuss the depressing news of Kojima leaving Konami.
Wow.
I remember hearing this news and having like a mini heart attack.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Like, from, like, when I first heard this news, like, I thought Kojima was just straight up leaving, but when you delve into it, it sounds like he was kicked out more than anything.
Yeah.
So.
Just sick of him.
what happened was, first of all, people kind of started noticing cracks. Basically, Kojima's name was being scraped off games and the website. And then finally, it just kind of leaked out that he'd left. And then Konami were like, he's leaving, but he's not going to leave until MGS5 is finished. But this...
It's not even finished, though. It's not released till... When has it been released?
September.
September
1st.
To be honest, the thing, I think MGS will be fine. Cause
yeah, MGS will be fine.
Kojima won't go, but I'm really upset about is this the new Silent Hills.
Yeah, that's gone for sure.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, it hasn't been confirmed that it's gone, but it just, I just have a...
It must be in development, though. Like, what are they going to do?
But, I bet, like...
It has to be in development.
I say, Koji Productions had it in development, but they got renamed and redone over as Konami Productions at the moment. Well, Konami LA, so...
Yeah.
And I'm very sure he's a Japanese studio as well, so...
They might continue,
Maybe he'll take it.
Top Gear, like,
Jeremy
Clarkson.
Like, yeah.
Wait,
we
shouldn't
even mention that.
Yeah,
jeez. Yeah. No, I was thinking, like, he owns rights to Top Gear. Am I right? Am I correct in saying that?
Konami own Metal Gear.
Yeah.
So...
He's just the head guy behind
it. I would highly doubt Jeremy Clarkson owns Top Gear.
So he does, he's a large stake in it.
I'd say he has a stake in it, but
they trade him, though.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, so they
can take that and bring it to another channel.
Yeah, they could.
By right.
What was that, a red?
I don't think they can.
I don't think they can.
I saw them just imagine the station there, and my heart just broke.
Although, like, I didn't think... If you were just talking about Top Gear, like, did you hear James May's interview afterwards when he heard?
Yeah.
His take on it is kind of good. Like, it's between him, it's Clarkson and this, whatever. I think it just got blown out of proportion, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit over the top. Yeah. I think BBC are being too politically correct.
You see the video, Jeremy Clarkson actually just said, he's like, you know, it's in here, leave the guy.
Yeah, he said,
leave him alone. Said, leave him alone.
It's not his fault, the Top Gear's gone, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's not his fault, everyone is leaving him alone.
But look.
Yeah.
We're getting a bit off, but it is in the same boat. Like, you know, it's, well, to some degree it is. You know what I mean, Kojima didn't punch a producer, like.
Yeah. Well, they might have.
Not having,
you know,
sushi.
Like,
I'm a sushi.
This just seems like the worst.
Two races.
This just seems like the worst move for Konami. Kick out.
It just seems so bizarre.
Why kick out your golden boy? He's been making you millions for years.
Is it really fair to say it's just him that's been making them, or is it like him and his team that's behind
him? It's him and his team. But they aren't officially kicking out his team. So what happened was, Koji Productions basically got renamed to Konami Productions, and all their staff there, we're not sure what happened to them, but basically Konami came along and said, we need new head developer and new developers, but all those positions are the positions that are currently filled in Kojima Productions LA.
Yeah.
So it seems like they're kicking out all the Kojima all the guys in LA and replacing them with Konami guys.
Yeah, well, the studio itself was renamed to Konami Studio.
Yeah,
LA,
but it has staff.
Yeah, I know.
So it sounds like they're kicking out Kojima's boys and replacing them with Konami guys.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe Kojima will go off and find another studio then, with those guys.
Absolutely, but that just seems like a horrible thing to do for a guy who's you know, carried your company for years.
Definitely,
it hasn't been Pez that's been making Konami.
and it hasn't
been Castlevania. That series has been dying a slow death.
Yeah, not definitely.
So why? I mean, I know. Kojima has been kind of saying for a good few years now he's wanted to leave. He's been saying year after year, this is my last Metal Gear, this is my last Metal Gear.
Yeah.
I think he's been saying that since 3.
It'll be the last one of the series as well. He said that.
It'd be the last solid.
Yeah,
solid,
the last solid.
Yeah.
They already confirmed that they're going to make a new Metal Gear, but it won't be a solid.
Yeah, but like, I mean, even at the end of Metal Gear Solid 4, they kind of confirmed that's finished.
Yeah.
Well, like, when you do, finish it. It is like, oh, they can't go anywhere now after this.
Yeah.
So they did like write themselves into it.
Do you think they'll just make a new character, or do you think they'll have a character from the Metal Gear series?
From, like, you know, you can look at Mass Effect. They've kind of completely shut. Like, they're making a new Mass Effect, but they're using a whole new cast, getting rid of all the characters.
Yeah, you could easily make another character. Like, there's loads of other characters that could just keep going.
Yeah.
In Metal Gear games, like, as in, say, Meryl, they could make a fucking story just with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Afterwards, and then, like, having flashbacks or callbacks, like, to Snake or that.
To be honest,
I mean?
It just the whole thing just sounded like a huge fallout between them.
Yeah, it sounds really. It just doesn't sound like.
It doesn't. What happened with McCombie, as we were saying earlier.
It just doesn't sound like they're giving him a farewell. They're more just pushing him out the door.
Yeah. That's just like they're
being greedy. Like.
Yeah, that's like getting rid of Quentin Tarantino, how your film.
Yeah.
Like, that's silly. Like.
No,
it's pretty much identical to like what Capcom did to McCombie.
Yeah,
just pushed him out the door. Look what happened
to Resident Evil. Yeah, got exactly. Shit.
Not
yeah.
just Resident Evil, but Capcom
in general. Yeah.
Like,
Street Fighter's been holding it up for a while.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at what Konami's doing in Japan at the moment, they're leaning a lot into mobile gaming.
Mm.
And they also have, I think, a brand of casinos or some shit. So it looks like Konami might just pull out of Western market altogether.
That's it, yeah.
Jesus.
So that means there'll be no PES, which isn't, I don't really care.
Oh, no.
But, like, more FIFA dominance is not a good thing, but that's another discussion.
Yeah, he's just going to spread themselves everywhere. Like a nasty STD.
I can save Konami, guys, right? Right?
Yeah.
We make PES into a turn-based game.
Oh, my.
Think about that. Good. Japan would love it. It's like Final Fantasy.
They would love it.
That'd be so much better. Would you rather play FIFA, where you just pass the ball, or would you rather play a turn-based FIFA where Messi has armor and a set of weapons?
Like when WWE Immortals?
Yeah!
Yeah!
But honestly, you know what, Konami, you can have that one for free. But I think in a few years' time, we might not see Konami over here much.
Yeah, anywhere in the Western world, it'll just be confined, set back to Japan. Yeah.
The way the Japanese market is going, mobile gaming is fucking huge.
Mm.
And console gaming is kind of dying a lot. So,
it is.
I mean, Kojima might, as Andy said, might just open his own development studio, or he might just go into movies.
Mm.
Because he's been kind of leaning towards that for a while.
Like, the Metal Gear Solids do have very long cutscenes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
and he seems to have a lot of friends in the movie industry, like
Guillermo
del Toro.
Yeah.
It's sad to see that, guy deserves a lot more to, you know, to just be kicked out and have his studios.
Yeah, must have pissed a lot of people off.
Just think about a Metal Gear Solid movie, just a movie itself.
I don't think that would be good.
I think I could enjoy that.
Very hard.
It's really difficult to translate video games into movies. It's never
especially Metal Gear Solid.
Resident Evil.
So hard.
Max Payne.
Yeah.
Silent Hill.
Also,
Silent Hill. All haven't worked.
Isn't it Mass Effect? There's Mass Effect that's going to be made into movie.
Yeah.
Up and coming.
Assassin's Creed.
Mike
Fassbender is going to be playing Altair.
An Uncharted is on the way? Or is it Last of Us?
It's Last of Us. And there's also talks of Maisie Williams playing Ellie.
Who?
The Jolaria from Game of Thrones.
She's actually a really good actor.
Yeah.
But
I thought Maisie Williams won.
Yeah,
Ari.
She's
alright. She's alright.
If
you were to make Metal Gear into a movie, Western audience could not take that seriously. They wouldn't take things like Psycho Mantis. They wouldn't take.
It's way too camp and showing off too much art.
They wouldn't be able to. They wouldn't be able to take in a wolf that's also a sniper.
Yeah, and a woman, and also a woman that has an octopus on her head.
Mm.
Big tentacle robotic arms.
They just wouldn't like the fear.
Exploding into arrows.
They wouldn't be down for it. Which is their greatest weakness of all.
Yeah.
Japan is just too weird.
Yeah.
But I think it's
with our square watermelons. the cube. Remember that argument?
Yeah, I won. I won that argument.
Yeah, you won that argument. Maeve
was mad bullheard about that. But look, I wish Kojima not to. I mean, I think Kojima should just do what he wants to do.
Mm.
I mean, I'm disappointed to see it end like this.
It could have been something like he's off making his own company.
Yeah, but to have his name scratched off things just seems weird.
But if Kojima was off, trying to establish his own thing.
Yeah, but would he not be like, alright guys,
that's
I'm going to have a farewell,
like
thank you Konami for giving me all these opportunities.
Yeah.
Well, Konami Rob's just being anal about the whole thing.
Yeah.
As I said, I think when people talk about Konami, they actually talk about Kojima, and that's what pissed off Konami.
Yeah.
But now Konami's going to fade, just like Sega and Capcom.
Yeah, exactly.
And Two and a Half Men when Chang Shin went.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, I mean,
it's like that
Konami, as Andy said, I think it's going to die a slow death.
Yep.
I mean, those. I mean, they have to try those Metal Gear games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or you know what? They can just come out with a big next IP for all we know. Like, Konami isn't a bad development team. Like, you know, they're not a bad publisher and they don't have a bad... Like,
not bad, but, like, you said it yourself. They had to get Kojima to come in and help, like,
yeah,
rescue
like, them. Like. Kojima was never working on Metal Gear Solid 5. He saw what it was and then he came in to save it, basically.
Yeah,
so
since it was his baby, like...
Yeah, but maybe at this point Konami have learned enough that they can make a Metal Gear game by themselves.
Maybe. But if they haven't learned by 5, then I don't think they're going to learn at all.
True.
Not only after 4 games, it's like, God, we don't know what to do.
Yeah. So, we wish Konami all the best in the Japanese mobile market.
Cool.
Speaking of the mobile market.
Hey!
This is a weird one. I mean, I know loads of people are saying it's a smart move, but I still think it's really weird and worries me.
I don't know. Don't think so.
Basically,
other companies have done this before.
Yeah, true. If you don't know what we're talking about, Nintendo are getting into mobile gaming. They're not 100% banking on it. They're just dipping their toe into the water, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I think that works really well with Nintendo. Their games have always been like simplistic, not very heavy on the graphics, and then that just translates so well onto mobile.
Yeah,
to me,
but
anyway,
they're not what they said. They aren't bringing over any of their big franchises to mobile gaming, so we won't be seeing Link.
Or
Mario on
that
gaming.
That could be a bad thing.
That could be, yeah. I mean, I'd love to play Mario on
The way they whore out Mario, you might as well just throw him on mobile gaming.
You might.
Like,
yeah.
Honestly,
it's
like,
their biggest...
Think
like,
Mario Kart and the mobile would be so much fun, wouldn't it?
Ugh.
I
hate mobile gaming, I'm not going to lie. I wish this never happened. I hate the mobile gaming industry. It's fucking poison. 99% of the things on the App Store are shit and aren't even actual games.
And they're all fucking microtransactions.
Yeah, like, you know, wait 20...
Get more coins!
Yeah, exactly.
I remember reading this really good article on what if Pokemon was a mobile game.
Yeah.
And it was like, pay five coins to heal each of your Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just like, it's such a money scam.
Yeah,
like,
that's a
you have
shit.
Games like, I don't know, like, Boon Beach and all that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know how any... They're addictive, repetitive, and utterly addicting because you want to be the best.
Yeah. So
it's just split. It's either like you pay people to buy into your game, but that's very hard to do because you don't know what you're buying into.
They're just to give you more details on it. DNA is going to be making their app games for them. Like Nintendo will be overseeing, but they'll be working in tandem with DNA. And I'm not too sure about the details, but DNA are pretty big Japanese app company, and they've done... We've never seen much of their stuff, but they've done well in Japan. So they're in good hands.
Yeah.
Also, which is kind of buried in most articles, they actually announced they're working on new console hardware. We don't know much about it, but it's going to supposedly change...
Console hardware, and it's for the Wii, is it?
No, they're making a new... They basically... They didn't announce, but they basically said, we are working on a new console. Well, we think it's a new console. It's called Project NX.
Yeah.
And they said it's going to change the way that we game. So,
okay.
I don't know what that is, but I'm thinking it's... I think it's going to be handheld, but also it might go into your TV.
It's going to go into some sort of motion.
The way that
the mobile phone, a gaming mobile phone... Like, I know a gaming mobile phone has been done before, but what a purely, like, as if you designed it more to be a game and then you put mobile features to, like, say, the PS Vita, yeah?
Would you want to carry around a Vita in your pocket?
Make it a bit smaller and you might be able to...
But
like,
then it's going to be graph... Then it's going to... It's you know, it's not going to be...
It's going to suffer. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So...
But like, it's like what you said earlier, it's Japanese mobile gaming is exploding.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe,
it's killing game... It's killing...
Nintendo clearly feel the need that they have to, like...
Also, I heard a lot of pressure came from stockholders.
But like, I'd say that's it. Just some, like, rich idiots who didn't have a clue. Just like,
yeah.
We need to make more...
They were like...
Like the Wii U.
The Wii U bombed. That's been there for, what, nearly 3 years?
3 years.
That's probably been the worst console I've seen for a while. Like,
yeah,
you know,
shite.
Just moving hardware, that thing didn't sell well.
Not at all.
Compared to the Wii.
Yeah, do you remember the Wii?
That's
though,
the best. Like, that's the best selling console of all time.
The Wii
really?
Is great, crap.
Yes, do you know that?
Yeah.
And do you know what the best selling game of all time is? Wii Sports.
Wii Sports.
Because it's shaped with it.
But it was, yeah.
That's a bit of a fair
like,
one.
But it's still.
But I mean, yeah. It was great, Craig. It was a great party thing to have.
Yeah.
Like having a few drinks and playing the Wii.
Yeah.
That was great, because anyone could play it. It was actually good, Craig.
Until someone throws the remote at the TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but that's why you have the straps.
So.
Safety straps.
That's like, oh!
It's only here.
But the way that. The Wii U went with the gamepad way it was like you know it was like a handheld. I think they might move towards handheld / plugging it into
Dream
your TV.
Sphere?
That was well.
No, that's drinking drugs.
Josh.
That's like it's not even
real. Spherical.
Yes, spherical. Sorry.
I think though, I don't know the way the Japanese market is going and. The way that the gamepad went, I think it might be handheld.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
definitely.
And it might have a HDMI
in. Shareholders might see that as like that will explode here, or it'll explode in the States,
yeah.
And then from the States it'll come here.
I just hope it doesn't. I really hope it doesn't. I hope mobile gaming doesn't get any bigger than it is. At the
yeah,
moment.
I'm terrified. It's
yeah.
Killing consoles and it's killing handhelds.
Shit.
It'd be like videos.
Would you rather play Candy Crush or would you rather play Uncharted 4, you know?
Uncharted
4. Yeah, exactly. Like.
Yeah.
Up
the like seeing Nintendo
well,
a huge
for mobile. That's the thing. That's why
I don't want to play Uncharted 4 mobile.
That was so shit.
Yeah,
like you're never gonna
have
be
you,
able to achieve.
There's never been a good controlling mobile game ever.
Never, no.
So seeing Nintendo, a huge historic gaming company, move into mobile, it's hard not to be scared.
Maybe they feel behind on like just Sony.
I think they're just trying to keep up with the times.
Yeah,
like,
I think
like,
so as well.
To just make an extreme Candy Crush.
Like, I know it's a good move for Nintendo, like, because mobile gaming is, like, we have to think, like, they're a Japanese company, so we have to think the way that their market is going.
Well, they're like, well, everyone over here loves mobile gaming, so we're going to mobile
like,
gaming.
Everybody who goes to Japan says that everybody on the subway has their phone out and they're playing mobile games. Like, no one has a DS, no one has a Vita.
Yeah.
It's all, primarily. And they said that consoles are, like, the consoles aren't selling that well over there. Like,
no.
The PS4 and the Wii U are selling, but not as well.
Actually, I saw a picture about that. You know what I said? Everyone's always on their phones, and it's so addictive.
Mm.
I saw one picture. It was like a big football game, American football game, and everyone's like, cheering,
yeah.
But then one guy had his phone up, and was on Clash of Clans,
yeah.
And he said, a true king always defends his kingdom. That was brilliant. But, like, I mean, that just shows how addictive it is. You're at a football game, and all you can think of is playing fucking Clash of Clans.
Yeah, but, like... It pisses me off that mobile gaming is better than actual.
Yeah.
It's just mindless. If you're gonna think of like the kind of direction that some video games are trying to go to, like kind of
frustrating.
Like that movie kind of like deep stories and stuff like that, mobile gaming is basically like
it's cutting that
in.
Yeah.
In the
face like, you're not gonna get mobile
game.
Deep
story. This
like the last
2014 was a terrible year for deep stories.
Yeah. Like I don't
I wouldn't entirely agree. I'd say there's some games did tell stories quite well, and I think it's Child of Light, you know, Transistor.
Like, look,
that's true. Yeah.
If mobile gaming
okay.
does continue to explode, it's going to kill console gaming,
yeah.
And it's going to. Like, I mean, PC gaming might be safe, but handhelds and handhelds are dead. There's no point of having a handheld if you can do it on your phone.
No.
There's good handheld systems out there, but people aren't playing them.
Fair
so,
enough, for sure.
Someone has to stop mobile gaming. It's gone too far.
Destroy all phones.
Just trying to predict the future in some regards.
Yeah.
You what?
Like, there's so much things that's been coming to mobile, and like even like lifestyle things are changing. Like, apparently,
yeah.
constantly on the mobile, they're just thinking like,
I also,
you can stick a game in your hand and you buy that game. That's profit. There's revenue.
That's true.
I also think Nintendo. With the Wii did so fucking well, like they were leading the way, and now that the Wii U bombed so hard, they're pissed off that now they're playing catch up.
They called the right card at the right time.
Yeah,
with the Wii U.
The Wii U still kind of like.
It's annoying, isn't it, that it's called the Wii and the Wii U? Why didn't they just?
It's still
the
it's
garbage
still,
name
still,
for a console.
I think it's still sold as well as like the Xbox One.
The Wii U.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I think it did.
Outsold Xbox One.
It's
had a 2 years head start, so it should have.
Mm.
But I don't think it's it hasn't moved like it hasn't moved hardware like you know the Wii did.
No.
But this happens to so many companies. They come up with a really good idea and then they just crash. Like if you think of what was it, Motorola when they had their phones. Remember they were really good phones.
Yeah.
It was the Razors and stuff like that. They were really slim. Like, they came out and they had all those smartphones and then. They just didn't keep up with the market, they didn't keep progressing, they didn't do any more research, they just kind of, like, forgot about it,
yeah.
I don't know what they've done. and got sloppy, and then next thing, they're gone. Like,
yeah.
Who knows a Motorola phone now on the market?
Do you think Nintendo...
No.
Yeah.
I feel though that Nintendo have enough money in the bank to, you know, to keep breathing for a while, but...
I think that they're trying to do more research and development.
What I'm more worried about... Yeah, yeah. Like, and, like... They did specifically say we aren't stepping away from consoles, you know. We are.
Yeah.
This is just
a branching.
Yeah, exactly. This is just a branch for us. But what if this branch grows and grows that they think, why bother with console gaming?
That's true. But to be honest with you, I wouldn't be too disappointed if Nintendo did that.
I would.
I wouldn't. I'd be kind of like, you know what I mean? I don't play any of their games, you know?
I still think Nintendo are a quality company. And they're a huge pinnacle in gaming history, you know, like...
I know, yeah, gaming history, alright, but I mean, I just, like, I'm taking to the future!
But Chris, what if Sony go, oh, that was a really good move, we're a Japanese company, why don't we go into mobile gaming?
Oh!
Yeah!
They can't.
It's poison, the mobile gaming
is
fucking poison.
It is shine day, yeah. But sure, this one's fun. Well, we'll go on to a happier subject.
I was just, we were looking at the sales for...
Yeah, Andy?
Since January, and... Xbox One only just like at Christmas time overtook Wii U.
Yeah, but the Xbox One is last November.
Yeah,
the Wii U has had a 2-year head start. It should be twice the amount of numbers that the Xbox One has.
It's been steady. It hasn't spiked at all. It's
gonna be 3 years old, guys. It should have done way better.
Yeah. Should have.
Yeah.
Xbox One slowly has 2 million
but it wasn't
more sales than it. PlayStation is fucking miles ahead.
Yeah,
oh, gotcha.
nearly 20 million. And
well,
Xbox One's 10.
I mean, Microsoft did a lot of damage to itself when it first came out, and
so many times,
yeah,
itself in the head.
Yeah, like, and you know, and and Sony just
remember?
Sony played off them, so
yeah. What was it? They said they'd lock the games. I remember that.
Yeah, that was
the
really
biggest
stupid thing to
say. Saying that we're like, you know, that you have to check in every 24 hours is just.
Yeah, that's a stupid idea. What if you go on holidays?
Yeah, sure. What if you move house?
I don't move house.
You know, like, your internet could go down.
What if your internet breaks? Yeah, like, that's...
What if you're with Aircom?
You'll never be online.
You get a power cut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, like...
Gotta switch to Vodafone.
But anyway, you know, that's not the Xbox One that we know now, so...
No, that's not.
Look, Nintendo, just dip your toe in the water.
What?
Just don't fucking fall into it.
Yeah.
And drown.
Drown.
The PS4 2.0 update released yesterday. It adds suspended gameplay, button mapping, and more accessibility options. Has anybody got to use it?
No,
I've seen people talking about the button mapping, and they were kind of saying how it's going to be really well for Arkham Asylum.
Mm.
Or no, Arkham, whatever, the new Batman one.
Yeah, just map everything to triangle.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
I haven't got to actually use
is it. Is it if it like say if you say if I map the say if I move the buttons around? Well, that's
I think it sticks for everything. Which I'm not too sure. I have to check that now.
I hope it does game specific because I'd like to like for Ollie Ollie every time I was landing I kept pressing down, not X.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. Yeah.
So I wish it was game like I wish I could be like for Ollie Ollie switch to this control system.
That seems now. Like, to me, that sounds very stupid and basic. What we're saying, like, as if like if someone didn't say this,
you're
a fucking bunch of idiots.
But
so,
we don't know, so we're not too sure.
Yeah,
but we should definitely check that out. Has anybody tried the suspended gameplay?
No, not yet. I haven't even downloaded it.
I've seen how it changed. You know when you want to turn off your
you have to go
down to the bottom.
Then
press
clicking,
in.
Yeah, to turn off the PS4.
Then you have three choices.
They really want you to put the PS4 in rest mode.
Yeah, it's like you know rest mode, suspend, or turn it off. You know, kind of way.
I think it's just rest mode.
It's when you go into it.
But see, rest mode was their idea of that.
What's
like
suspend?
Suspend is what you know do.
Keep
it's
the
like,
app running.
To resume, whatever. It's, yeah, it's like keeps it running, but literally just like, you know, like goes hibernates. Like your
laptop. So rest mode, no.
And then rest mode is where it goes into rest mode, but it'll still do automatic updates, downloads,
all
that.
Yeah,
so
that's their idea.
Wait, rest mode doesn't keep stuff suspended?
No.
Oh.
All it does is...
I thought there was going
for updates.
Yeah, but it keeps like update. It doesn't
update.
I thought they were going to keep rest mode as the suspend.
No. But there's three choices when you go into it now.
Okay,
that's good. But in suspend mode, that'll still update with it.
Yeah.
I think
you can.
So, yeah.
It does.
Yeah. So that was why the whole, I remember why the
I can see myself using suspend mode, playing something, you know, going up for dinner. I don't want to turn the console off, but I don't want to waste power, I'll put it in suspend mode.
Yeah.
What worries me is if I'm playing something like Bloodborne, and I put it in the suspend mode, and then I boot the console back up, and it boots to the home screen, and not the game.
Yeah.
And then I have to, I've worked all my way, and I hope suspend mode works.
Yeah.
But I wonder if there's a delay with it. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah, we have to check this out for sure. It'd be interesting. Because the Xbox One, I heard one, it started off shaky, like people were putting it into suspend, and then they'd go back, and it was just going to the main menu, and it wasn't saving where they were. And then I heard it got better, but sometimes it still boots to the menu, not the... So...
Oh, this works all the time.
Yeah.
And like, such a small download.
Yeah, 250 megs.
Megs, that's it. Yeah.
I think so.
That was all it was.
That's
yeah, I thought suspend mode would really
cost. That's it.
So
250 megs.
Yep.
Megabytes.
We think it was either 250 or 450.
No, it was 250.
All right.
Well, it doesn't really matter, like the 10 megabytes.
Really?
But that's.
That's,
that sounds like they had the software already there.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
They've locked it.
Yeah.
They just were waiting or something.
And that suspend resume was meant to be there since day one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's been sitting in the console dormant. This patch was to just turn it on.
Maybe they saw
what happened to the Xbox.
What?
That sounds pretty pointless though. I just haven't seen
Maybe they
no,
half
like,
built
what,
it or something. I'm not too sure.
What was... There was a few updates ago, they had a really big update, wasn't there? Was it for when we went to version 2?
That's firmware. They had a firmware update that was 1.8.
Yeah.
That was the biggest update we've had, really.
That might have been loading it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That could have been
the patch notes were there, but it didn't mention suspend, flash, and resume.
But
they could have even put that in there. They don't need to say it. Like,
or they could have, like,
I just don't think that you could patch in a thing that's, like, that seems like a big chunk. Like,
it is,
that, well, you know, we don't know, because we're software engineers.
I'd say they put it in that 1.8 one. Maybe,
it's been there since day one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe they did that, and then wait to see, and they saw Microsoft were having trouble, and they were like, here, we'll look into it. Then fix that on the sly, and then it's like, oh, here, 200 megabytes, it's nothing.
Yeah.
Actually, we don't know, I'm one number.
I'm sure, like, if someone would have found that by this stage, like, you know,
that's
thinking about PS4s and tinkering with the code.
Yeah, it's sure that you would find that in the source code.
Fair enough.
Or maybe it's just really well hidden, but...
Maybe. They haven't known.
Anyway, our final news article, which comes from Andy. GTA 5 finally releases with heists and more weapons. And after 18 months of the game being out, it finally gets heists.
PC as well.
There's still server issues, and there's also been a graphical downgrade.
Well, you see, I was playing it on the PS3 as well. So,
There's been a reported graphical downgrade.
Did heists come before the PC version, or after?
Heists came first.
Oh, okay, and it's now PC now.
Correct.
Okay.
It finally.
So, I heard there was, Andy, you were saying there were server issues on day one of the heist.
Yeah,
that was kind of.
It was like remember when GTA Online first came out?
Yeah,
it was just
a
like
mess.
You were unable to get in. Yeah, or if you did get in, it would just then
you know, like you could sit there and go, "Oh, it's day one online. Of course, the servers are going to overload." Well, then prepare for that.
Yeah,
you know,
fix it.
They always seem to just underestimate it.
Yeah.
Just beef up your servers for that day or the day after.
I think the PlayStation was largely okay with the server. It was mainly the Xbox that had the problems.
But still,
Microsoft.
it just seems like an obvious thing to do. You know, people have been wanting heists for 18 months.
But like, no, that's exactly what I said. It was like to prevent fucking in-game, just fucking spamming same missions over and over.
Yeah,
grinding over.
Has anybody played the heist?
No.
I watched Stevie try and do one.
And?
Weren't
you saying that the cutscene looked shit?
The cutscenes were fucking atrocious. I was like, am I just really, really used to playing, like, beautiful games on the PlayStation 4, or these look bad? And, like, there was texture drops, like what's his name? The nerdy guy from Lester.
Lester.
His hair had no texture.
It was just a black box that's an error.
It was just the shape.
It was just a square
with H.
I was like, see me, this game, this, I think this is like the most beautiful game of the last console.
Yeah.
Like, fucking shit.
Weird. And also, how did they patch in a graphical downgrade? That seems hard to do. I mean, Rockstar. Like, I mean, we're all big fans of Rockstar, but fuck me.
That's a bit of a.
This GTA Online
I
never liked it since day one. And
I think they should have just gotten rid of it in some regards. Just cut out high save guys. We're not going to do them.
I think that would be too much of an uproar.
Yeah,
I think people would have been very upset.
No, would have been dangerous. Just seems like this is going to be like,
I heard it's leveled out. Like, the graphical downgrade is still affecting a lot of people. But
for heights, thing, you're going to be playing with other people. You can play as a team, or you can jump into other people's
or you can randoms, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what happens if you get one douchebag just fucking around?
But you know, that's the gamble always online. What if you get the douchebag?
And, but like, you know, you get like Battlefield, you get a douchebag in your team. It's not a big deal.
But you
big
can
deal.
Get several douchebags. That's
a big deal.
It's
certain
in Rescue.
Rescue and VIP is a big deal.
One time we were playing
such shit.
One time we were playing Rescue, and all the dude had to do, like, there was. There is
unless you get like a douchebag playing the VIP, I can understand being really frustrating. But like, say you're playing 64 Conquest Large,
You
get a two douchebags.
With Conquest Large, it feels like pure anarchy, and sometimes like the result seems too hard to turn over. Like with the two of us, there's no way that me and Chris, even if we're good players, there's no way that we're gonna affect the result.
Very little. Like.
We're two players out of 32.
Yeah.
Like in our team, that's just not enough.
That's
but,
20 other players. Like.
But it just seems like, heist, like,
there's
like
with the GTA community, you expect there'd be a lot of fucking douchebags.
Yeah.
Well.
Like
that
GTA
game, that game breeds players to be absolute arseholes. It tries not to, but it does.
It does. Yeah.
Like, I'd say that community's worse than LOL.
GTA,
it's up there.
I'd say it's near.
If you've got like those mainstream gamers or like those 12-year-olds who think they're awesome because they're playing GTA, and they're only 12.
Yeah.
You've got people like that.
Like,
the community is basically...
How much is in a heist? I don't know.
How much money?
No. But how many is on your side or whatever?
It goes two. There can be two or there can be four.
Four. So if you get, say, like, so there's two of you doing a heist. If you're a douchebag, then you're going to be fucked.
My friend Connor, he was telling me that he did them and there was guys getting stuck. Like, you have to do, like, certain, like, kind of puzzles to move ahead. And he's in that if someone gets stuck, you're just waiting for the person to finish it, and if they don't know to finish it, then you're just kind of stuck waiting for them to finish it and move on.
If you get that one player who boots up into it and doesn't play it.
Yeah, you know, but if you're going into the server and playing with randoms, that's to some degree
your own fault.
Yeah, you're kind of gambling that hopefully people know how to do or know how to do this.
It's definitely a setting that's something for you to do with friends. Like.
Yeah, you can always just go into Rockstar forums and be like, look, I'm looking for people to do heist with, I want you to be competent.
Yeah. Definitely.
Although, like, you know, I play a lot of War Thunder and I've never had that many problems. Like, you get once or two.
The War Thunder community, though, is a lot better community than the Rockstar community. Yeah. Let's be honest. Like.
Yeah, they were douchebags from day one.
The War Thunder guys are looking for a specific title. GTA players are mainstream gamers, you know?
Yeah.
Like, no mainstream gamer that plays FIFA and Madden and GTA.
I think the community is becoming a little bit more collective now because when me and Stevie hopped back into it there, you know when you always have douchebags and tanks.
Yeah.
Now what happens is if one person goes into a tank and goes on a rampage, everyone goes into their tanks and goes after that one person in the tank because everyone has tanks now. And then
how is the economy affected now? I wonder.
With the shark cards, you can buy them.
But how is the money from the heist? Like, I heard the money that you get from the heist is a large amount. Has the economy adjusted? Like, have things got more expensive? We should ask Stevie once he comes back.
Yeah, Jesus.
Will we move on to more?
All
right. Sure. Now we just got a few more mentions. There's going to be a new Wolfenstein game. It's called Wolfenstein the Old Blood. It's announced for May. It's coming quick. It's going to be a short game.
Yeah.
It's nothing going to be big. It looks interesting. It's focusing more.
It's coming from May.
Yeah, from May. Yeah.
I'll play it.
Yeah, it's
2 months away.
Yeah. That's what's said.
Well, not even 2 months. You got like what? April, then we're in May.
Yeah, I want to say May. I'm pretty sure it's May. I'll check.
This is in the works then. And it's the publishing.
It's running on the same engine. It's you know.
Well, that engine was nice actually.
Yeah.
That's alright.
Our Bethesda publishing.
It's not going to be it's Bethesda and Machine Games.
Is it going to be like a 6-year game or are they going to be like
It'd be 30, I'd say. 30 or 25.
Yeah, it is,
mate. It's focusing more on Castle Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Like
it's 20 grid, it's 20 on the 5th of May, which I'm assuming is this next
is this like a prequel or a setup for the next Wolfenstein, or is this
it's before Wolfenstein, I believe, the New Order, and it's basically focusing on Castle Wolfenstein and it's playing more into the kind of supernatural that I heard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like look at the trailer, it looks interesting.
Cool.
Certainly looks interesting. As we talked about earlier, Phantom Pain coming 1st of September.
Yeah,
we're all looking forward to that. I think this is the funniest piece, honestly. Like Nvidia announces the new Shield, a 4K Android TV console. Who cares? No one. Moving on. Wasteland 2 coming to PS4. I think me and Andy might be interested in that. Happy birthday to the PS2. Turned 15 this month. Woo. I think everybody owned a PS2 here at some point.
Oh god. Yeah.
So
I had a PS2 slave.
I mean, like,
still have it.
Are they doing anything? Or are somebody doing anything for that?
They had that sale on, but it's over now.
Oh yeah, that's it.
They just had a sale for love. They had a flash sale.
I would have much rather like a release of classics.
I know
they did, but a bigger one.
Like what?
Just bigger.
Spyro or something?
No, but just like something like
I'd love Spyro Remastered.
Like if they release like I don't know, like anything, like just a bit, like I'd have like five or six of the best.
They're top selling games as a PS2.
I think though, Spyro and Spyro and Crash,
like
those games are awkwardly tied up in trademarks. So
yeah.
I mean,
I
think
Crash Bandicoot is having a bad time.
Yeah, I think Crash Bandicoot is like handcuffed to a radiator down in the Activision basement, so we're not going to see him for a while.
Being whipped by an old fella.
So
we'll be back.
I mean,
and they never came back.
I'm not sure about. I think Spyro is completely Sony, and they can do stuff with him. I'm not too sure.
Yeah,
Jack and Daxter is certainly Sony.
Yeah,
I'd
love
a remastered Spyro.
I wouldn't want a Jack and Daxter.
I wouldn't be bothered with Ratchet and Clank, but Rock Band 4 is coming this year. I believe Guitar Hero was also announced straight after, which is a shame because like a career kind of Rock Band.
Yeah.
What does everybody think of this month's PS Plus games?
I was a bit pissed off that they didn't allow,
they
locked in that what was it, Sherlock Holmes? They locked
fuck
in
that.
That was such
bullshit.
Fuck that.
That
is
so.
It's only £15 now, but it's been sale.
But still, it should have been free.
I wanted to play Valiant Hearts, and I forgot to mention that. That was another game I played this month.
It's good,
but like it's not special. It's been long, as I said. Like I'm, and it's just.
Yeah,
I'll just give
it. It's still good, but then it's been a poor. Like, and also considering it was delayed a little bit.
I'll just run down the list here. We got the Oddworld game. Chris, you played that.
Yeah,
I played it as well.
Yeah,
I just couldn't be bothered.
It's a throwback to PlayStation 1 demo. Like it was one of my first demos.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Valiant Hearts, Papa and Yo-Yo, which I believe was.
Papa and Yo-Yo.
Yeah, I don't even remember that being.
I don't remember that being there.
Also,
I could have been for the Vita.
Maybe. Sherlock Holmes, Crimes of Punishment, which was locked to the PS3,
which is shit. They did
the same thing with Thief last month.
Yeah, I know, and they're going to do the same next month.
Yeah.
Well, what's next month?
I don't know, but I bet you it's going to be something.
Ollie Ollie, which was brand new this month, which was free, which that was good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I mean,
and Counter Spy, which I didn't really enjoy, but
you
Chris,
play that.
Like, he thought it was good.
I liked it,
yeah.
I did like it.
I just think that lineup is pretty poor.
The PS4.
Yeah.
I'm hoping April's better if they can announce April,
yeah.
Also,
I don't understand, but why?
If Sony went to one big, Hotline Miami 2 should be on that list. Just saying.
Yeah.
Like, if you look when it first started, remember, like I remember the first month, that the first proper month that I got into it, it was like, Don't Starve.
Yeah.
Outlast,
yeah. It was
and you're like, what? Like, they're brilliant games to have released for free.
Yeah, and they're just getting shitter.
Yeah. Source Engine 2 will be free to use for anyone as long as you put the game on Steam. That seems fair.
Fair enough.
Source Engine has been always a quality engine, and I haven't seen anything on Source 2, but I bet it's going to be good. Once again, sad news. Uncharted 4 delayed to spring 2016. Honestly, that didn't shock me.
No.
Greg, I thought
Greg,
I
Greg Miller call that one.
Saw that coming.
I mean, that was.
That was going to be released in 2016 anyway.
No. Oh, right, yeah.
Yes, that's why I was kind of shocked everyone would say, 2015. I was like, I didn't think it was.
It did seem a bit pushed, but I'm actually glad it did, because the last thing you want is another fucking triple A rushed, unfinished title.
Yeah.
And Naughty Dog pride themselves on polished games, so
yeah.
It would be such a shame to see
been
them.
It's been a huge shake-up in Naughty Dog over
the
last
few years. Yeah,
true.
Like,
very Naughty, true. Naughty Dog coming and going. But I think they had like finished the core of Uncharted 4 and then like right we're moving on. So this is the last Uncharted game. So Naughty Dog will be looking at new projects now. So
I hope they do a good job.
The Sony exclusives have been trickling out lately.
Like
they haven't had many of them. Yeah,
many good ones. I wouldn't consider it the Order.
The Last of Us was the big last.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Yeah, but we're talking about PS4 new gen.
Yeah.
I know it did come over and. Like, The Order,
what was that game? The one
called
you had Knack.
Knack, which was
Killzone.
Killzone, yeah.
Bloodborne, which I haven't played yet, but it's been doing well.
Yeah.
And then Uncharted. I mean, those, like, Uncharted, Bloodborne, yes.
Yeah,
Killzone should have done better.
Killzone was average. But it was above average.
Killzone
was
good
okay.
for when it came out on
PS4. The Order, like, that is just not a good lineup.
No.
Why'd your Xbox One something much better?
But I think Sony needs to pick up their game.
I think they are. If Bloodborne works, it's just, I think when it comes to console releases, they're just fucked up because of the pressure. They were rushed. Because, like, when I heard that the, like, PS4 was coming out and Xbox One, I was kind of like, it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Those consoles were old.
I think.
I know, but it seems like developers, like game developers, were left in the dark.
Yeah, like look at 4, or sorry, Battlefield 4. Like that.
Like
was,
I think developers were just left in the dark, and then all of a sudden they were like, "Fuck, we have to do something big for this," and then just.
In fairness, Killzone was pretty polished. I don't.
Yeah.
It looked fantastic.
Yeah, from like 3 to 4, Killzone was amazing.
Yeah, it looked very good. It looked, but it just wasn't.
It was fine.
It was a boring game.
It was just a shooter.
It was a point and shoot.
Andy, you put this story on Homefront: The Revolution.
Yeah, it's just another delay.
Oh, was it delayed?
Yeah.
Fuck me. Who's making that? Is it still the Homefront guys?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's still the Homefront guys.
Never.
And is it still running on the CryEngine?
Never.
Have you never played the Homefront game?
No, basically,
it was what happened if North Korea invaded America.
Oh.
It was.
Oh, I remember this.
It wasn't very good. It was fine.
It was another fine game. It was just an interesting story. Yeah.
It had a very shocking opening that got a lot of news. It basically, there's a part when you hid in a mass grave. Like, you pulled dead bodies out of yourself to hide from them. And that got huge publicity because it was like, whoa, very edgy and shit.
Yeah.
But, I remember hearing people play this game and they said it looks good.
Mm. Yeah.
But their company came out and said they're delaying it so they can make it become a best-selling title. That's what they came out and said.
Jesus.
So yeah. That's a huge claim. Like, they want to make it become a best-selling title.
Oh, that other game that Sony has coming out, that murder game. Was that excuse? No, it wasn't.
Nah.
What's that one when you play as like teenagers and you have to try escape the killer?
Oh yeah,
that looks really interesting. It's like Friday the 13th, basically.
Yeah. It's being made by Ready at Dawn. Or was that the Order that they were? Who made the Order game, Chris?
I don't know.
But what is that game called? It looks really good though.
Shit. Yeah, it actually does look class. You can either like run and hide and try.
It's some really a generic title. Like
hide from the killer.
Like
Horsefire is one killer. He's poor game.
Shh. Leave
me
alone. But this could be a hair. Like, or this could be
like
the list.
Just look up Ready at Dawn.
Shh.
But yeah, I mean, honestly, that delay of Homefront doesn't shock me, but if...
That's a big claim.
Yeah, to say that, but I mean, like, all companies kind of have to say that, don't they?
Yeah, to get people to buy the game, but still, at the same time, it's like,
this
set yourself up for a big fall.
And
who had done that last year? Watch Dogs?
Watch Dogs, Bungie.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on.
Ready at Dawn made the Order.
I knew it.
It's composed of former members of Naughty Dog.
Who? Ready at Dawn.
And Blizzard.
Wow, that's a really good team.
Yeah.
Jesus. The Mortal Kombat X characters continue to get cooler and fucking cooler. If you've seen any footage of this game, it looks like we aren't fighters. People are like we don't own arcade sticks. We aren't into the fighting games, but this game looks really good. Let me just give you like a rundown of the current confirmed characters.
Last year.
Well,
that's the game.
Last year. That's a garbage name.
It's the last year of seniors.
I just want to give the fighters that have been announced. There's Tanya. There's the Predator. There's Tremor. There's one really interesting character that I really like. Cassie Cage, which is Johnny Cage's daughter.
Yeah.
Has anybody seen her fatality?
No.
No.
Okay, so what she does is she shoots you in both knees, so you fall onto your knees, and then she shoots you in the head.
Oh, yeah.
And then she takes out her bubble gum and puts it on the hole in your head, and then the bubble gum fills up with blood and bursts, and then you fall over.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. There's Sonya. There's Liu Kang.
Sonya.
There's Jason X. Remove Sonya. There's Jason X. There's Jacqueline Briggs. There's Takeshi Takanda, which I don't even know. There's Kung Jung. There's Goro, Melina, Ermac.
Is this a PS4 exclusive?
No, no. You're thinking Street Fighter 5.
Okay. No one has seen the move in the dark.
There's Scorpion, there's Sub-Zero, of course. Devoro. There's some weird characters that I honestly don't know. Like, there's Raiden, I know. Kenyo, Reptile. Reptile's finisher is fucking gross.
Oh.
He breaks your jaw, like, and your jaw, I mean, like, comes twice. Oh. Then he rams his thumbs into your eyes, and then he vomits on you, and his vomit melts your face.
Oh, so he vomits acid, though.
Yeah. God. There's another character who shoots two bows into your eyes.
Or two arrows.
Yeah, two arrows, sorry. And then he grabs the arrows that are in your eyes and rams you onto the ground.
Jesus Christ.
I
have
to see Jason. I haven't seen is Jason's finisher.
Oh, no, I haven't seen his.
Or Predators.
No, I haven't seen his either.
Predators will be epic.
Jason's is going to be Machete Madness, like, oh, yeah. There's another really good one. Is it Liu Kang's? He pulls out your heart, just like the old, and then puts it into
your mouth,
and then you kind of like
chew
on it.
You're like gagging on it.
Yeah, so and then you kind of like vomit on it, and then you cough up a lot of blood.
Jesus
it's,
Christ!
It's really yeah, like NetherRealm have gone nuts on their fatalities.
Yeah,
wow. Is it Ermax the one that he pulled out your guts?
Yeah, but like, I always found Mortal Kombat was like, oh, there's only so much violence you can do.
Yeah.
Just keep and then
yeah, like the Ermax, I think he has you hovering in the air.
Kotal Kahn, I'm watching his one now. I've never seen this one. It's pretty gross.
Ermac has you hovering in the air, and he like somehow forces all your guts out of your mouth, and then he wraps them around and then crushes them in front of you.
It's just beautiful games as well.
And they look so good.
You don't
good.
Want to think about it. It's
dirty. And like all the brutalities. Oh, Johnny Cage is supposedly it's so smart. So when he kills you, and you know he's a movie star, mm-hmm. he takes out a napkin, writes his name, and then throws it onto you and goes. Get it framed. That's so good. I'm definitely going to take a look at that game because I think it looks awesome.
Yeah, cool. Sorry, Derek Connor, just to go back to last year. It's a Kickstarter game.
You're looking at the wrong game, dude.
You sure?
Absolutely.
Last year.
I heard of last year. It's not the right game.
The 5v1 multiplayer survival horror.
It's not multiplayer. This game is a single player.
Single player? What game are you in right now? Where, like, you have 5 people against this killer coming after you.
Oh, you're thinking... No, you're actually dead on thinking of last year. We're thinking of the game... Is it called Something Night? Like, Final Night?
Not sure.
But basically, there's this game... it was totally... It was, like it was at E3. It plays a bit like Heavy Rain. You play as, like, you know, either one of the teenagers and the killer's after you, and you have to try... Outsmart him, Rain.
That's what this game was, yeah.
No, last year is... There's 5 of you against the killer.
Yeah, it's
but
just, have to
this is not
against one person playing as the killer, and you have to hide in places or try get. Weapons.
We're talking about a different game completely.
Jesus,
seriously, but they sound very alike.
They're very alike. Yeah.
I think it's called something.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, but cool. Last year I heard last year, and it looks awesome. I'm not sure if it got confirmed though.
I don't know. They were like saying they just saw their website that they were saying, yeah, this could got something so many thousands.
So it confirmed?
Pledged to it. I don't know if it's confirmed. All right. But it said back in business, you know, trying to develop it. Sure, see.
And, my God, Telltale taking on another project.
This is just disastrous.
How many people work at Telltale? Like, eight? Like, honestly, they were a small company to start.
Is this bad Minecraft?
It's...
No, it's
project called Super Show, and they're working in tangent with Lionsgate Entertainment.
Yeah, which
Lionsgate,
the movie company.
Yeah, I know the movie company very well, but
so I mean,
it sounds like a good matchup, but like,
how much can Telltale? Like, how much can they?
They did say they were expanding. I remember reading that.
Well,
they were expanding.
Yeah, they have
to do some super expansion.
Mm.
Andy, do you want to take the next one, considering? You're such a fan of Creative Assembly.
Oh,
yeah! Creative Assembly confirmed that they're taking. They haven't said what, but they're going to be. They're taking on another AAA title, which is pretty interesting.
Yeah,
Creative Assembly are the guys that did Alien Isolation.
Yeah.
They jumped from
Total Realm.
Total Realm, yeah.
So, do we know what they're going to be doing?
I haven't checked since the last time. I haven't looked into what Crown Sound they've been doing, but when I looked at this article like last week.
Their most recent game was
Alien Isolation.
Until Dawn is the game we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said generic title. I think that sounds very generic.
You're right.
What Creative Assembly, their most recent game was Total War.
No, their most recent game was Alien Isolation.
They did have a Total War game that came out.
Genghis Khan. It was their latest one.
Oh, okay.
It was just more of an expansion, I think, more than anything.
Okay.
So
do you think they're going to go back to like the Total Realms? Or?
I think they'll dabble in. See, Sega kind of came out saying that they're going to pull away from consoles. Apart from Sonic, which is, I think he should be put down, if anything.
Yeah.
So I think maybe,
rabbit
for all we know, like, Creative Assembly might have been like, yeah, Alien Isolation went really well, we should try something, you know, a completely new IP.
Yeah, I was just thinking it's good to see, like, a smallish company push it on.
Yeah.
Like, from having Alien Isolation wasn't perfect, it had its problems, but it was a good game.
But
it's just nice to see that they're...
Like, to go from Total War to this, like,
it's just like to see...
And it went so well,
yeah.
So...
It's just like to see... It's good to see them push on. Mm. Like, instead of just, like, fall away.
Right.
Just go, all right, let's go back to our comfort zone. They're really just pushing on from...
Yeah.
From...
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do.
Yep. I think we all are.
Yeah.
Star Citizen, which was the Kickstarter game that had 44 million pledged to it. Its launching client is going to be a whopping 100 gigabytes.
Whoa.
Just
what?
To get into its launch client.
Jesus Christ.
So, if you don't know what Star Citizen is, it's basically basically, you're going to play as a person, and you can go to any planet, you can mine, you can be, you can put
you
yourself...
You can make your own kind
of... You can have a life in space, basically. Like, you
yeah.
can be a miner, you can be a soldier, you can
yeah.
be, you know... It sounds pretty incredible. It's almost like what
I've seen a lot of debate for it now after me.
Yeah, like I mean, people are hyping this game up to bits.
Mm.
There's
so much money though.
Yeah,
like
44 million. That's
yeah.
I think probably the most Kickstarter thing ever. No, I believe the Oculus Rift was the most Kickstarter thing ever.
Well, then you don't really say you're doing that, but what's the gameplay like?
It's first person.
Yeah.
First person.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, it's going to be like No Man's Sky, except multiplied by 1,000.
That's cool.
Like.
Yeah.
There's going to be real-world economics, you know, there's going to be armies, yeah.
That'll be dead.
It's kind of like EVE Online, except first-person.
Oh, yeah,
no,
it was EVE you were telling me.
Chris, it looks really...
There's a flight simulator out for it, like, you can play the game.
Yeah.
That's class.
You can get this...
That on Oculus Rift.
Yeah. Get this. There's you can buy different versions of the game, like, you can buy, you know, just the game, you know, the whatever, pilot version, this version. There's a buy-all... mode, guess how much it is to buy everything inside the game?
200.
No. 1,000 something.
Keep going.
What?
Yeah, I know, I've heard it. It's
something ridiculous.
Keep going.
5.
Keep going.
10,000.
Keep going!
You're bullshit.
15 grand.
You serious?
To own everything in the game.
Fuck off!
15,000.
Yeah, to own everything in the game.
5 and 3 0.
Yeah, $15,000.
In my barony.
People have pledged that much to the game. That's the fucked up thing.
Why?
Imagine this game turns out shit.
Imagine.
That's like.
Yep. Why would you invest
why
15
the
grand?
Fuck, like.
I could buy 3 really good fucking cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'd rather buy a really good car.
So we wish Star Citizen all the best.
Mm.
Don't fuck up.
As South Park said, as a quote from South Park, these people clearly have no life.
Shadow of Mordor gets DLC.
Yeah.
None of us bother playing.
That game's still alive?
Yeah, I mean...
That's boring.
Oh, there, I think it was yesterday, actually, in Bioshock Infinite had its birthday.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
just
actually mentioned
that.
I really wanted to play that DLC, the one when you played as Elizabeth.
Yeah, I never played myself.
It looked cool.
That's the one we played.
Yeah, but later on you play as Elizabeth.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I don't want to spoil anything. This is going to be a massive spoiler. So if you're going to plan on playing the DLC, stop listening.
That's been out for.
Booker dies and he plays as kind of a ghost over her shoulder. I think.
Oh, so it's kind of like the way Bioshock 2.
Yeah.
But yeah. So.
Did I hear Bioshock are taking up a new project? What was the thing I put up? I was looked up, there was some game that, or there was a group of people who were doing a very close Bioshock. Remember the one that's like, it starts off and you're looking in the window? and then you look up and there's like a TV.
Oh,
remember I sent in the
We Happy Few.
We Happy Few, yeah.
I believe it's called.
It looks very
yeah,
like a
that looked excellent,
image.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
that's
they're saying.
That's the one with like the TV and then your man's talking to everyone.
Yeah.
And then he stops talking to everyone
yeah.
and starts just talking to you.
Yeah.
And then your character realises and it's like, oh fuck.
You could play
and
that
everyone,
at PAX. And you could play that at PAX.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a mechanic in the game like when you take pills, like happy pills, and it turns the world all happy,
yeah.
but if you go
everyone
off
has
them,
white masks, that's
yeah.
it. Yeah, it's really fucking
yeah. Yeah.
weird.
It sounds nuts, but it looks good.
Yeah, it's kind of Victorian, kind of
yeah.
old English,
Jesus.
Cobbled streets.
Yeah, and like you do as you're told, if you don't, you suffer the
yeah.
consequences, stuff like that. It
that's
looks really
weird.
Good.
Yeah. But it starts off like, yeah, he's kind of talking to like everyone, the daily news, and then he's kind of talking to you, and then you kind of realise, and then you're kind of backing up, and everyone's like walking by you, stops.
Mm.
And just turns, looks at you, and you're kind of freaking out.
Oh.
And you like you go inside a little, I don't know, some sort of shop or
mm.
anything. You just slam the door, and next thing there's more people like opening the door, people smashing through the windows. Everyone's coming after you.
And people were saying at PAX the pill mechanic that you could get addicted to the pills, and if you don't take them, you die. So like he was like taking pills and then like trying to get to certain spots, and he was trying to try to find more pills so he could
yeah.
stay alive. And then he was getting it's
yeah,
end.
This game sounds actually really good.
Yeah, it does.
Jesus.
Actually, I'd like a Fallout 4 to introduce something like that. Something that detrimental. Like, if you had a survivor mode where if you got addicted to pills and you didn't take
there
them.
Is a mechanic where
yeah,
you...
Yeah, I know. It affects your stats.
Yeah, like
but
it doesn't actually
doesn't
kill
actually
you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The orders... Sorry, just touching this very quickly. The Order didn't review very well. That's why I have the hilarious joke. The Order, 1886 out of 10. We discussed why it didn't review. Microsoft may be considering an Alan Wake remastering. Good game for remastering.
As we said, we just saw their Half-Life 2.
That
yeah, Half-Life 2 being
Half-Life 2
being fan of remastering, and
yeah.
Steam are totally for it, which is I thought
nice.
Be weird, but
Valve as well.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Valve.
Yeah.
I thought Valve would be iffy about fans remaking a game. Like most
companies
just
shut
you down straight away.
For Half-Life
yeah.
fans, it's a good
it's like
they care about it still.
Now don't like give out to me if I get this wrong, but I think Half-Life 2 did get like Game of the Century last year.
It was considered
I think
huge,
it was Game of the Decade.
It's considered
yeah, Game of the Deck or
it's considered
game,
yeah
game
it's considered one of the best games like, of all time.
That was
yeah.
that was awesome.
But like the ending of that game, like they just left it on like a fucking giant cliffhanger and haven't done anything about it since.
Maybe
the
Bethesda
series.
Press release is actually the Half-Life 3 press release.
Oh,
you
oh wow.
Could you imagine something like that? They just announced that Valve sold them.
Bethesda come on, they just get pushed out of the way and Gabe Newell just comes on and is like, boom, Half-Life 3. What are you gonna do, Todd?
Yeah,
and he's like, nah,
it's just Todd Howard riding them on a podium and then the next thing it's like it's just nodded in a way, just takes it off.
Or Bethesda are publishing it.
What?
Developed.
No, not a chance. That'll be all in-house. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything else we want to talk about in the news?
No.
Just a few things that caught my eye with TVs and movies. Michael Bayne, which is Hick from the Alien movie, will be returning for the new Alien season.
And Sigourney Weaver as well, apparently.
So, if Hick... Andy, I couldn't remember this. Did Hick die in that movie?
No.
Okay, that's grand. Because I was thinking, how's he going to return if he's dead?
No,
it's been a while since I've watched Aliens.
Remember, it was it ended with...
Didn't he get pulled down a shaft or something? Or
yeah, but, no. It ended with Ripley, the little girl, and Hicks. Hicks got injured,
yeah.
And he was in hypersleep. And then when they woke up and got back, the Queen was still there. And that's it ends with the Queen
and
being killed.
Deadpool, the movie, they've confirmed Weasel will be in it. His little side, or his kind of
that costume
interesting
still.
Sidekick character,
yeah.
Slash buddy, slash
And I just want to mention finally that X-Files, which the reason I got into that show was because my mom, she got me into it. That's coming back for a 6-part series, and it's going to have Mulder and Scully in it, the original actors.
Nice.
Sure, look, we'll just mention this month's releases.
Actually, who's directing that Alien movie? Is Neil...
It's definitely not...
Arms?
I don't know, actually.
Is it?
Did they even have a confirmed director?
Just have a look up on IMDb.
I think it was Neil Blomkamp
or
something like that.
Main things coming out this month, Bloodborne, Resident Evil, Hotline Miami... City Skylines, it's been a good month.
Yeah, it hasn't been bad, though.
No.
It can kick off.
Yeah.
Decent ones, no.
And look, we'll be back next month. with more news, with more about our month.
Cool.
Sure, look.
Have a good one.
Yeah, talk to you later.